direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, everybody. Your new favorite podcast. We've got Patrick. We've got Jake.
So he's doing that on purpose.
We've
now
got Justine.
See, he's smirking.
Yeah.
And you know why our? Do you guys know why our podcast is like a house with no bathrooms? Because there's no John today. But perk up, perk those ears up. You know why? You know who's here? You know who's here sitting in today? The unofficial fifth chair today.
The unofficial fifth chair.
Yeah, we should put the phone in that spot. But Brent from Home Video Hustle is here.
You should get him on voice chat.
You know what's great, Brent? You're a professional. You waited until you were introduced to speak. Maybe you could...
Well, I heard about how you are, and I want you beat up or nothing.
Yeah. What do you hear? What do you hear? You hear I'm magnanimous and kind?
I have bruises.
What do you hear? You hear I'm pretty great?
Just a couple.
So I was on the line last night, and I told Brent, I go, yeah, John called. He's got some appointments he's got to take care of. He's got some business to handle. And then Brent said, hey, I'll call in if you want another guest. So I said, all right, I'm going to give you the topic, and let's roll with it. So we'll see how this works. Last time, we kept trying to get you off the phone. You didn't want to leave.
So we figured just keep him on for the whole show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That lasted me my whole getting onto a flight, my whole flight, and then getting, like, landing and then walking to the car.
Really?
I heard that whole thing, and I'm like, man, he said bye how many times?
Yeah. Mind you, this was like a 12-hour flight.
But guess what? Guess what? If we get tired of it today, you know what we're going to show Brent, right?
The door.
That's right.
Oh, man. How do I keep getting hit with my
door?
Yeah, well, that's what happens, Brent. We use your power against you.
We saw a good creative idea, and we stole it, naturally.
It's like, if your jokes are
we stole it, too, though.
You know why? Dedication. Well, what happens is your jokes are like lasers, but we have like lightsabers, so we just like blast it right back at you.
Oh, really?
We Darth Vader that, dude. We put the hand up.
A weapon for a more civilized mind?
We show you that hand, and then pew, pew, and then we take the gun.
Yeah. Is that working out
it's
for you, Mario?
You say that because Eric had hit me up on Twitter, and he was like, how did both of y'all give Demolition Man higher scores than Star Wars? And he just put hashtag the door under it.
I'm not going to lie. It took me a long time to finish that episode, longer than usual. Usually the first one I listen to, but I got caught up with other things this week. I finally finished it last night, and when you guys were giving Demolition Man 10s, like easy 10s, you know what I mean? Like you're just, oh, yeah, I'm going to throw a 10. And then you guys had to argue over Star Wars or what to give it. I'm not going to lie, Brent. I was a little disappointed.
Demolition Man's a good movie.
I didn't even think about it.
Demolition Man,
it's a great movie.
It is a good movie.
But Star Wars is a better movie.
It's no Star Wars.
Yeah. Man. I was surprised by the rating.
Yeah, but I've watched Demolition Man way more, I think, though.
That's probably the problem.
I always like what people think clothes are going to be like in the future, though. Anytime you watch a movie like Demolition Man or whatever.
Oh, I hate that future in that movie.
It kind of reminds me of Back to the Future 2 future. The 2015 from Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like it because there's no swearing. There's no music.
I couldn't do it.
I think it's the three seashells.
Three what?
Three seashells that throws him off.
Seashells?
Yeah.
Three seashells? Three seashells?
Radio gold, guys. Radio gold.
Stop. Yeah.
He's embarrassing me. Can we cut his mic?
Yeah. Listen, is that what you do when you punish him?
I just hit him in the face.
Just cut his mic.
Cover the mouth.
You know where he goes? The door.
The door.
Just a really dark place.
Just the door. Well, let me ask you guys this. Honestly, what do you guys think is the best? What movie captures, you think, the best vision of the future? Or you think one that's plausible?
Mel Gibson's Road Warrior. It's probably the most prevalent for today's day and age.
Probably, yeah. I mean, that's pretty. But is everybody going to look like a punk rocker?
After El Señor.
Mad Max.
Yeah.
Mad Max.
Well, Road Warrior is the prequel to.
What I'm saying, though, is like all these movies in the future, it's always something silly. Like Running Man. You know what I mean? Like you guys did Running Man on Home Video Hustle. And then they never quite get it right. Something's always a little.
Like Blade Runner.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about Blade Runner. I really think the future can look like Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just they didn't put it far enough in the future.
True.
Because it's 29, it's supposed to be 2019.
Yeah, I think it's probably another 100 years down the road.
Yeah, but I think Blade Runner is pretty close to what you'll see as far as like the mix of languages. You know, there's a lot of like pigeon.
Kind
of
like Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that captured, but, you know, then there's other things that, you know, goofy, like the flying cars. I don't think we're ever going to have flying cars.
No.
But.
No.
Maybe for extremely rich people, but no.
Fifth Element, the giant garbage heap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Fifth Element.
Yeah. I love Fifth Element. It's such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Don't start with this. We can't get back into the Fifth Element.
There's two movies that everybody else loves that I don't like.
Yep. You don't even have to say it. It's Fifth Element and Hook.
That's it.
I knew
that's
it.
The yep. Overrated.
Hook is trash. I'm with you on that.
Whoa, Brent.
Whoa.
I got your
easy,
back
Brent.
On that one, man.
Thank you. Thank
this
you.
Is the kind of person who gives Star Wars a lower rating than Devil. Yeah. Man. That's just what I want you to know here. You just keep that in mind.
The movie was trash, and the video game was trash, too.
Well, the video game was trash.
Like the video, I can't defend the video game, but...
Gosh, I don't... I liked it, Brent. This is the fascinating thing about Brent, is he not only remembers the movie, he remembers the video game tie-in most of the time. And then he'll give you that rating,
too. As a kid, that's all I do is watch movies and play games all day.
That's it. You angry young man, that's all you do. Stay in the house.
Exactly.
That's it. I'm an angry old man, that's all I do. That's it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what movie, like, you know what, which ones bore me? Well, because I'm trying to think and talk at the same time. I hate movies what's the one that you guys, what was the first movie you guys did, Brent? I can't think of it right now.
Equilibrium.
Yeah.
Movies like that and Gattaca and stuff like that where it's just like super antiseptic, like really, really clean. Like, I don't like movies like that either. Mm-hmm. That's always like kind of like. It's just a turnoff.
He likes his movies raw and dirty.
Maybe. Children of Men is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Children of Men is actually.
See that one.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
That's like.
You need to check it out,
Book
Jake.
Of Eli.
It's the same. I haven't seen
it.
You've
never seen Book of Eli was really good.
PJ loves that movie.
That was really good.
Okay, well, you can watch anything with Denzel in it.
Yeah. It's like Denzel Washington going on a rampage.
Oh, me and PJ got a beef about Denzel because I've only seen like two or three of his movies.
Which two or three?
Seen Training Day.
Okay, well, that's good.
Mo Better Blues and Malcolm X. That's pretty much it. The Spike Lee movies mainly.
I would watch, I would say Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Good.
Taking Pelham 1-2-3, that was good.
No,
you didn't like it?
You watched the original, not the remake.
Well, they were both good.
I was like,
I haven't seen the remake.
They were both good.
But once
then
I
how
saw,
are you trashing the remake? If
because
you
Travolta's in it.
Yeah, but Denzel makes the movie.
Don't awe me, Brent.
Can't take you anywhere.
I haven't seen the remake, but I love the original, so I had no desire to see the remake.
You ever seen a movie called Ricochet? I forgot I've seen that movie, too.
Is that John Lithgow?
Yeah, John Lithgow's a bad guy, yeah?
John Travolta? No.
No, Denzel.
That's Swordfish.
No, Denzel. Did you ever see Fallen?
No.
The one with
I know what you're talking about.
The one with the demon. The demon that's
got John Goodman, don't
that's me. A good one. Check that one out.
I haven't seen that one.
Crimson Tide. That's a good Denzel movie.
Mm-mm. Never seen it.
Oh, I fell asleep through that. I remember that one.
Did you really?
Yeah, with my mom used to love that tape back when I was a kid. I used to always fall asleep when she watched it.
You don't even like Gene Hackman in that movie?
I don't even remember Gene Hackman in that movie.
Oh, he's the worst.
I remember the credits and then falling asleep.
Damn.
That's like every episode of Next Generation for me. Da-da-da-da. Shout out.
You got beef on Twitter because of that too, right?
Yeah. It's, you know what? I'm sorry. I've tried. Like John said, I've tried to watch that series so many times. I think I'm just going to skip over and watch Deep Space Nine.
That's the one I like the best, and I catch flack for that.
Why are we? What are you making?
Deep Space Nine.
Yeah,
really. Over Next Generation.
Brent loves Deep Space Nine.
Sure. All day, every day, 24/7.
Are you watching the new one?
No, because it's streaming.
Nah.
You can stream. It's on Hulu. I could have sworn it was on Hulu.
Discovery's not on Hulu. Believe me, I done looked everywhere.
Yeah, Brent looked everywhere.
You sure?
Yeah, it's because they want you to subscribe to the CBS All Access.
Oh, maybe All that's access, maybe you have whatever. To have a subscription with that. Because they've been doing that like where it's a streaming service within a streaming service, like Amazon does with Stars and stuff like that.
It's just a big trick.
Just some bullshit. I'm paying for cable again.
You might as well at this point. If you got to pay for every extra channel.
Yeah.
You might as well.
At least you're able to like dictate what channels.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
Hmm. We're doing something?
I told everybody, make a list.
Of what?
Your favorite movie, creatures, monsters.
Hmm.
Okay, Brent, you have yours ready?
Oh, yeah.
Justine?
Yeah.
Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Patrick?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I actually forgot we were doing this. So I'm going to let you guys go first.
Mm-hmm. Hey-o.
And today we'll start with our special. Usually we start with the ladies.
Fuck that. Start with the special guest.
But today we start with our special guest. And that's going to be Brent. So, Brent, let's go. We're going to do...
That's where you usually make the joke, and that is, and you say somebody else's.
Here's what we'll do. We'll do top three.
I was waiting on that, too.
We'll do top three, and then we'll have, like, honorable mention if you have, because I made everybody make a list of five.
Yeah.
So we'll say top three, and then if we still have, you know, we don't want the topic to go too long, because it went an hour last time. Not that we're not charming.
That's why we just going to do the top three.
So we'll do the top three. So Justine?
No, top four.
Top Justine coming
top
in.
Three?
Who's coming in at number three?
You just said you were going to let Brent do first.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Brent.
And then, so Justine.
I just did a Patrick and Jake.
Yeah.
See, because in my heart, I'm still a gentleman, even though I have to be mean to you guys.
I know.
And when he says gentleman, he means chauvinistic pig.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what do you got there, little lady?
Hey, show me what you got on your liar. You looking up cooking recipes on your phone?
That's so creepy.
All right, here we go. So, Brent, I'm so sorry. what is your number three, sir?
All right, so you told me make five, I got carried down to three.
Well, no. Well, pick, you know, they don't have to go. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's hear it.
I tried to go a little bit outside the box with mine so it wouldn't be a bunch of the same things.
Mm-hmm.
So I went deep into the movie collection. And you ever seen a movie called Brain Damage?
No.
Ooh.
What is this?
I'm looking it up.
Frank Henenlotter movie from, like, I think the late 80s. There's a monster in there. It's called Almer, and it's like a parasite. And it attaches itself to, like, some guy's spinal cord and injects him with, like, this kind of drug that gives you, like, this, like, feeling of, like, nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
And then it gets you hooked on it. So then the whole point of the movie is now he's, like, addicted to this drug. And the only way to keep getting it is to feed Almer brains. So he has to basically go kill people and feed his brains to him.
What? This thing looks crazy. It looks like this.
I love that movie.
It looks like a sea cucumber.
Let me see that.
It's the best way I can describe it. It looks like a sea cucumber.
Yeah, you look at a picture of it. It looks like a little brain or something.
Yeah.
That is not what I'm picturing. But yeah, that is. I don't like that.
No, that's kind of scary.
Who's that actor?
I don't know.
He looks like a young John Stamos or somebody.
It was Rebecca May.
I've only seen him in that movie.
So that movie's called Brain Damage. All right.
It's
and
adorable.
The creature is called what?
Yeah, it just got released on Blu-ray, too.
Called Elmer.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's got this, you know, classy name, Elmer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that face looks like an Elmer. I don't know about you.
All right, Justine, you're number three.
The Lord of Darkness from Legend.
Oh, Satan, basically. Mm. Satan.
Yeah, but he creeped me out when I was a kid.
Well, it's Tim Curry.
That stayed in my mind.
Super scary, also.
If I have to think of a Satan, that's that guy.
Yeah, okay. All right, what do you got? Jake.
He looked at you this time.
I know
God.
He did. Thank you.
I was waiting.
I'm thinking about Legend because I haven't seen that in a long time. I need to watch it again. But those are some great effects.
Yeah.
And the way he shot is really, really. It's Ridley Scott. So early Ridley Scott, like post Blade Runner. It's really, really good.
I still got to see that one.
It's pretty good, Brett. You get to see.
I like
it. It's super young Tom Cruise.
Really young
Tom Cruise. And he. I don't know. The rest of the movie is okay, but it's that whole thing. He's really scary. He's really frightening. And the effects are really good, the makeup effects.
Yeah, movie's it's okay.
Yeah. What do you got, Jake?
I forget the name of the creature, but it's from Pan's Labyrinth.
Damn it!
Oh, the one with the hands on his?
Yeah.
That was my number three, and that is the Pale Man.
Pale Man.
Crossing that
God,
off.
God, he's creepy.
That movie creeped me out so much, especially that scene.
All right, I'll change my number three.
It's super creepy.
Way to ruin it.
It's weird. It makes you feel really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like you just, it's a very tense scene.
Mm-hmm.
But only, but that's
just because the way the movement is
yeah,
and everything
yeah.
like that. Ugh.
Guillermo del Toro, man. That guy.
I love Guillermo.
Well, that's the same actor who played Ben Sapien too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he uses him for everything.
That's awesome.
And he's got like these, because he's like this really elongated, lanky dude. So they use him for like his body movements because they're so exaggerated and creepy.
I bet you he'll be in the new.
He is. He's the creature
from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
It's not the creature from Black Lagoon.
No, it's like Abe Sapien.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it was the Pale Man, but I will switch it up. My other number three will be the Rancor from Star Wars.
Now, here's the thing. That's a great one, and I'm not going to be mad at you. I try to keep it more to horror, like horror monsters.
Mm-hmm. I started with that, but then I moved away from it. Because
this is Halloween. Because it's Halloween, and because my number one would be Godzilla. You know,
I went for more stuff, monsters that were creepy for me, not necessarily a horror movie.
Yeah, yeah. So I went creepier stuff like in the Halloween vein. So just so people out there know, Brent and I would both say Godzilla because we agree on everything.
Hey, so what's your number three, Mario?
Do you want to expound on your?
The Rancor. He just like when you first see him, it's just crazy. It's a puppet, but it harkens back to like the original King Kong and stuff like that, the way they animated it. And he just looks scary, but at the same time you can empathize with the monster too.
Well, especially when he dies and this guy's like crying. Yeah.
The fat like, guy just yeah,
I love it. What I'm gonna say is I'm gonna say my number three is it's a classic monster. So classic in fact that it goes all the way back to the silent era. Nosferatu.
He was on my list today.
Nosferatu. And if you watch it to this day, super creepy.
It is creepy.
If you go back to our episode last week, I actually used a still from Nosferatu as the little picture when you're there.
His nails creep me out.
Everything. And the fact that it's silent, so it's kind of herky-jerky when he moves, that just gives it a whole other element of creepiness. So layer upon layer of creepiness. And that makeup, the eyes, just the teeth, everything. It looks like a rat, like a It's great. It still creeps me out to this day. So that is my number three. That is my number three. All right. Brent, you're number two, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know how y'all feel about this one, but I was going to say the Blob, but not the original one, the Blob from the 80s movie.
the one that's in the garbage disposal?
Yes.
Oh.
That one. I love that one.
That movie, when they remade that movie... You know, I remember when that movie came out. It wasn't a huge hit at the movie theaters, but I worked at a video store in the 80s when that hit on home video, and we could not keep it in the store. Someone always rented it, and we only had like two copies of it. So I think that was a movie that grew to have like a cult following, and it was the way they shot it was it was really, really disturbing the way it would just because it was different than the one in. In the original, it just kind of would absorb people. This one kind of dissolved them, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they got the scene where the guy or whoever got their arms sticking out of it and it like melts off or something.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think that's the actual DVD cover, too.
Yes, the 80s Blob. Creepy. I just remember that scene. That was an iconic scene where it's in the garbage disposal and he sticks his hand down there. It was a fear we all had. It was a fear we all had. He sticks his hand down there and the Blob pulls him into the sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. through the sink, through the hole. Justine, what do you got for your number two?
I don't know how to say it. Gmork? Gmork? From Neverending Story?
The Nothing?
Well, The Nothing.
The Wolf. That was on my list as an honorable mention.
His voice and... It's just this creepy, tense
just literally, scene. He was scary enough just because The Nothing just made things disappear. That in itself was creepy. For a kid to see, like, existentially to think about, you know... Things just to not exist, to just vanish. There is no memory of it. It's just gone.
Yeah.
That was creepy.
I'll tell you what. A lot of people don't know. Neverending Story, direct sequel to Willy Wonka, because when he says, you get nothing, that's exactly where he sends all the kids.
Oh, damn.
I said good day, sir. And that's where they go. That's what happens. So in case you didn't know that. That's Brent's not the only one that knows movie trivia. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What do you got for your number two, Jake?
I forget the name of it. It's another Guillermo del Toro creature. It's from Hellboy. I think Hellboy 2. It's that weird eyeless-looking angel thing.
Ooh,
I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
I know what you're talking about.
I forget the name of it. It's in Hellboy 2, though. I think it's like the main antagonist.
Yeah.
And it's just Guillermo del Toro just creeps me out with his creatures. He has like he makes them feel like otherworldly, not just like outer space, but he feels like they're from like a different dimension.
It's almost like, you know, there's a reason people don't like reptiles or insects, and it's because they're devoid of any kind of warmth or emotion or feeling. They're just kind of – that's the way Guillermo del Toro's creatures feel. They feel like they're cold-blooded and unfeeling and just – it's really – yeah.
Like you.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even his –
you're his greatest creation.
Nice. Damn.
He was so defiant when he said it, too.
Damn, Jake.
He got one in. But he knows what's going to happen. He knows.
That was a good one.
I'm going to get it later.
You're going to get it later.
I know. It's fine.
Wait till we get to the car. I know. Just wait till we get to the car.
I appreciate that.
Brent knows what I'm talking about.
Just going to close my head on on the power windows all the way home.
The door.
Yeah, yeah. Jake's going to get the car door. Jake's going to get the curb, if you know what I mean.
He's going to get curbed.
Got my teeth cleaned.
What do you got for your number deuce?
My number deuce is probably a movie that comes out with some of the greatest action lines ever that makes all men want to be true men.
Yeah.
And it is The Predator.
Oh,
when he first takes off his mask, that is just so creepy. Ooh, yeah. And just like all the saliva and
the fact that the mouth moves sideways.
And then he starts talking and it's just like, the yeah, Predator's on my list.
They got you pushing too many pencils.
What's the matter? Out of it. The cabinet minister, the whole business.
Oh,
he cooked up a story and dropped the six of us into the meat grinder.
That movie has too many good lines.
Stick around.
I'm going to say it. Schwarzenegger's underrated. He doesn't get enough credit.
If I have a choice between Schwarzenegger and Stallone, Schwarzenegger every time.
Day. Yeah, oh yeah.
Every time.
Oh yeah, all day.
Right?
But he's got better lines.
You know how to make a Stallone movie better? Put Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Except for Rocky. I give Stallone Rocky. Like, that's his franchise. But as far as the action movies, Schwarzenegger, man.
Oh, yeah, all the way.
Are you kidding?
He's got some of them. Jingle All the Way, best action movie ever.
Hero. That's the best one.
What are you talking about? Kindergarten Cop.
All right.
Shut up.
There's a sequel to that now.
What? They're doing a sequel to Kindergarten Cop?
No, it's already been out now. On Netflix. It's got Dolph Lundgren in it.
It's not Arnold.
Cringeworthy.
College cop.
You just depressed me so bad, Brent. I want to show myself the door.
It's the moment where the kid goes, "It's a tumor," and Dolph Lundgren just goes smack.
Yeah.
And the kid's dead, and the movie's over.
Dolph Lundgren's what does he have? He has a PhD.
He's got a PhD in biology or chemistry.
I think chemistry.
Yeah. He's super smart.
Yeah. So is Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger's got his business degree. He's not a dumb guy.
No, I mean, you got to be smart to say the last name. So
yeah,
not to say it, to spell it.
I don't even know how to spell it.
I'm having some fun.
What's your number two?
What does he say? What is the when he sets the recorder off? What is he saying to Schwarzenegger before he's going to set the bomb off?
Oh. God, it's been so long since I've seen it. It's been like a solid...
What is it, Brent?
It's been like a solid 6 months.
What are y'all talking about?
Predator.
He's got Sonny's voice recorded. When he sets off the bomb, what does it say? Or it's just a laugh, but doesn't he say something? Or he's got Bill...
I thought it was just a laugh.
Doesn't he have Bill Duke's voice recorded or something?
I thought he just said... He just laughed.
Anytime or something.
Oh, that's what it is. Anytime. That's it.
Yeah.
I was watching that movie the other day, and I was cracking up because they're trying to show how tough everybody is. Like Jesse the Body is like, you know, he's chewing tobacco and spitting it. You see Bill Duke in the background just dry shaving. Like, that's all. Yeah,
that's how manly she is. Just, and you're like, oh, God.
It's such a nice little touch because it looks all sweaty in the helicopter, and he's just all cool, just like... Oh, I love it. I love that. I love that those guys all end up in Commando, and some of them end up in the Running Man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
I love it.
So good.
Predator, that's a good monster.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's bad to say that I like Commando more than Predator.
Commando's great. Commando, okay. Commando is great. You have to, next time my friend Bobo is on the show, Brent, I'm going to have you on because my friend Bobo will just do lines from Commando and just slip them into conversations. It's the best. It's, but not even like lines you think are, you know, like Schwarzenegger. He'll just do like incidental lines from it. You're like, oh my God, that's from Commando. Why do you know that? You know, but he just does.
I do that with Demolition Man.
That's your movie. Demolition Man or Running Man?
Mm-hmm.
Demolition Man.
Oh, Demolition Man for me,
yeah,
all
that's
day.
Easy.
I think I don't know. I think PJ gave him the same score, but he really liked The Running Man, though, so I don't know what he would say.
I haven't seen Demolition Man in so long. I have to watch it again.
You should watch it, man.
I just remember...
It's one of those movies where it's on TV like every 5 minutes.
That's probably why I don't watch it, because it's always on, so I'm like, hey, I can catch this later. All right, my number
you
two...
You don't see the edited version anyway.
No.
You never want to watch the TV version, ever.
No.
All right.
Maybe Hunt for Red October.
You want to know what the longest weekend ever was for
never
me?
Never seen that, dude.
This one?
You never saw what?
You've never seen Hunt for Red October? Oh, come on.
I read the book, but I've never seen the movie.
Oh.
The movie's really good, Brent. Check it out.
And I think I played the video game.
Freaking.
Of course you did.
Sean Connery doing a Russian accent.
Yes. After a while, he just gives up.
He just stops.
We will sit on their coast, and we will listen to their rocket.
Oh, boat. It's such a good movie.
And we will conduct missile drills.
Add that to the list.
It's
and
a good one, man. It's
and
good.
That brings you right to The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, God. I love that movie, though.
That is... You know, I'm not the biggest Michael Bay fan, but I will give him The Rock all day, and I will give him Armageddon.
Yeah.
I will give him those two movies.
Never seen Armageddon either.
It's worth watching. It's not good, though.
No, the Rock it's good to see, but it's not good.
The Rock is solid. The Rock is solid. Yeah.
Whew.
My number two and my number one, I'm agonizing because they're very close to what I was talking about, my two favorite horror movies. But I'm going to go. Here's what I'm going to do.
Just pick one.
I know. I have to pick one. I'm going to say my number two favorite creature is the Thing in The Thing.
Mm.
And the only reason it doesn't get number one is because it changes shape so you never really get a good look at what it looks like. But the effects are physical effects, and to this day, they are horrifying and creepy. A lot of what you're talking about with Guillermo del Toro, if you watch The Thing, because they're so alien and weird, and they just look... absolutely horrendous. So that is my absolute favorite because that is just a masterwork of physical effects. I'm going to say the Thing from The Thing is my second favorite. But it's if you ask me tomorrow, these will be reversed. I kid you not.
It does The Thing for you.
It does that. It's that thing. It's that thing you do.
Oh,
how about that?
You do that thing. You do.
Yeah. One more thing. Just one more thing. You say that when the murder took place, you were eating an apple. And smoking a cigarette, right? It's my Columbo. My Columbo.
It's pretty good.
You all know Columbo is the grandpa from Princess Bride. Except for Brent, who's never seen it.
What?
I've seen Columbo. Oh, you saw the Princess Bride. Yeah.
You've never seen Inconceivable.
Yeah. That's like
I've seen that clip.
That's my favorite line.
I know.
Oh my God! How is that
everybody's favorite line? That's what everybody says first.
You know what the problem is with people saying that line? They don't. That word doesn't mean what they think it means. That's the problem with that line. All right, Justine.
I don't think you think that
Brent
means that thing.
Yeah.
Number one, Brent.
I'm gonna switch mine slightly because you just jacked my number one with The Thing. That was
No! That can still be your number one.
No, that's cool because I was actually going to have it tied with some, so I'll just drop it and say the other one.
Okay.
But y'all seen It Follows?
Mm-mm.
I have not, and I keep hearing how great it is.
Oh, man, I don't want to say too much then, but it's basically you don't actually ever really see the monster. It kind of, like, possesses people in a way. But it's like if you have sex with a person that has, like, the, I guess, infection, I'll say, in them, then you have a certain amount of time to have sex with another person or else it's going to come kill your ass.
Okay.
That man scared the hell out of me when I first saw that movie.
Yeah, because you're just out there, living, swinging, single. So just, of course, you're
like just swinging
for the fence, right there.
Brent's
you know?
Like, this is not a horror movie. This is a documentary.
Yeah. It hit too close to home.
It's crazy too because there's a scene. I don't want to ruin it too much for you, but a guy goes to pick up a girl, and at some point has her like tied up in a chair, and is just waiting for the monster to kill her so that he can go back to what he was doing again. Like, it's crazy.
I gotta check it out. I got to check it out.
I should definitely see that one. It's just like a year or two old, too.
Yeah, people keep telling me it's great. And it's on, I think it's on Netflix or Amazon. It's on one of the two. And I keep seeing
it's on Amazon.
The nice thing about that is if that were true, I'd have no chance of getting killed by this monster. That's the nice thing. So that's one good thing about me. So
I was going to make a bad joke. Yeah, your wife listens to the show.
She's Justine.
Mine is Dracula from Dracula Untold.
I never saw that. Was it good?
Yeah. I love that movie.
From Dracula Untold?
Yeah, the most recent one.
Came out last year?
Oh, man, that one's all right.
Or year before.
Brent, what do you think about that? You sound like you might have a varying
opinion. When she said Dracula, I was with it until she said Untold, and I wasn't with it no more. I didn't like that movie, though.
Oh, I loved it.
So, Brent, let me ask you this. Do you like Dracula from Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula? That looks like an old lady.
Yeah, it's all right. The one with the beehive hair and all
that? Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's all right. It looked goofy, though. I just laughed at it.
Yeah. I will go to Count Dracula.
The only great thing about that movie is Renfield. Renfield in that movie is fantastic.
Renfield is good. What ruins it for me is when he's reading out, when Gary Oldman's reading the letter out loud to Jonathan Harker, and it's like, sincerely, D. That's it. That's how he
yeah, she gonna get the D.
I'm out. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. Although them crawling on the ceiling was pretty creepy.
I still like that Keanu Reeves is Keanu Reeves in that movie.
It kind of reminded me of the creature. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man.
I will go to Count Dracula.
I will do something about it.
There's an evil force at work.
I will save her.
In London. How can we fight this evil? You know who else is in it? The Rocketeer.
True.
The Rocketeer is in it. So, you know, we got to give props to the Rocketeer. Number one for you, Jake.
It's going to be the alien from Alien.
The Xenomorph?
That's mine. That's mine.
I was wondering when that was going to come
that's
up.
That's mine. So go ahead, Jake. Tell us about the Xenomorph.
I just love like the creepy, cold-blooded, otherworldly-looking creatures. It wasn't made by Guillermo del Toro, but it has that same sort of feel, mm-hmm. where it's just so alien and just it almost looks like it's biomechanical.
Maybe that's why they called it Alien.
You should see the death stare Jake is giving to Patrick right now.
You're welcome.
I can imagine.
It's pretty good. No, but that you're right. That design is so good, and there you can't tell. The first alien, especially, it's kind of like it's dripping liquid. Yeah. It's like
the saliva. And then at the same time, like they portray it as such an unstoppable monster that in itself is just scarier than I'll Get Out because it's an immovable object. It's an unstoppable force. It will kill you.
Yeah.
It's not if, it's when. It's like riding a motorcycle.
Its skin's super tough, and if you manage to make it bleeds acid everywhere. Yeah. It spits acid. It almost looks like it's biomechanical, what it's like with the large protruding spikes and stuff, or it's like, what is
the
like?
Phallic head?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's a good one. And then and then they expand on it in Aliens, because then it's a whole horde of them.
Yeah, that was even scarier.
And, you know, and you see, like, they build up these Marines to be so badass. And they just get decimated in, like, the first encounter with these things.
Yeah. And then there's no point in that movie where that animal, that monster is not scary. From Facehugger to Chest Popper to, you know, like, the half-breed. It's just, oh.
Yeah.
God.
They can get you anywhere.
That movie still scares me to this day.
Yeah, it's a good one. All right, what's your number one, Patrick?
Alien was going to be my number one, the Xenomorph, but I figured it was going to be on everybody's list, so I went for another movie monster that is creepy to me, but also fun and lighthearted. Mm-hmm. So I went for the Skeksis from Dark Crystal.
Ooh.
They're creepy.
Yeah.
What is that?
I can do it. I just can't do it. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You guys just sound like Yoda.
You sound like Grover? But did you like a hamburger today?
It was taking Jim Henson and just flipping him 360, so it's so creepy. And they go from like this... The practical effects in that movie were beautiful because it was just like really well done. And then they go from being this decrepit old creature to revitalizing life from draining the life out of these little Mogwai type things. They're just creepy.
Mm.
They're creepy. And they're just like these plodding maniacal beings.
All right. This is going to be a little bit of a letdown because my number one was snatched from me. Although the Xenomorph in my heart is number... Like I said, I'm going to switch.
It scares the crap out of you, I know.
So...
Is it the Sarlacc Pit? Is that your number one?
It's not the Sarlacc Pit. I would say Godzilla is my number one. Godzilla is my number one movie. And I'm going to go... This is really... it's kind of a cop-out, but... Because you can do it in so many different ways. But I would say my favorite horror movie creature creation is just... the zombies in Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
It's not Alien. It's the zombies from Night of the Living Dead.
Those are creepy.
A, because they're the original. And B, because the weird thing about it, and Besotted Geek talked about this on their podcast, is they still have the semblance of humanity because in a lot of ways they can still kind of use simple tools. They're using like rocks to break open windows, and so they have a little bit more of they're not just mindless shamblers like in Walking Dead.
Yeah, there's some intelligence.
Yeah, there's some intelligence. There's like a spark of intelligence there that's left, and that to me is a little more horrifying.
Yeah,
because one of them in the scene of one of the most horrific scenes in Night of the Living Dead that still bothers me is the little girl who's turned. Like stabs her mother, like tricks her mother, and then stabs her with like a garden trowel. So to me, that is very, very effective. And there's still like, and of course, they give birth to this whole genre of zombies. What I don't like are running zombies. Screw that.
I Am Legend.
Also, you hate the remake. You know?
I don't hate it, but I just the reason you know why I hate running zombies because I'm dead. I'm a fat guy, so I feel like I have a chance with like slow movers. You know what I mean?
Adrenaline kick in and you get that speed going,
or I just trip one of the like my podcast co-hosts and just let them get eaten while I run away.
Well, the thing with running zombies is it becomes like this overwhelming threat. Which can be of like, which you can like walk around or like you can plan out with, whereas, you know, running zombies is their predator, basically.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. It's, you're just like, oh, guess what? We let a bunch of man eating tigers loose. And yeah. We haven't fed them. Here's 500 of them for you to deal with. Now run and get away. You're never going to get away.
Nope. It's the same thing.
It's over.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of our honorable mentions. And I was going to go to Justine again, but I'm going to say Brent. And see what Brent's got on his list. So Brent, what do you got? What else did you have on your list? If you have more than five, it's fine. Just throw some out there.
All right, they all kind of go into the same genre too. When Justine said Dracula, it sparked an idea in my head, and I'm mad I didn't think of it.
Wait, I think I know where you're going.
I gotta say,
I think we're on the same page with this one. Go ahead.
I was gonna say Blackula.
We weren't on the same page.
I was wondering if we were.
He's like, I know exactly what you're
saying. How great would it have been painful. If, like, number one, Patrick said Blackula, and you just hear Brett go, yeah!
There's
a couple, like, I was going to say Blackula, but then there's, like, Blackenstein and Dr. Yeah. Black and Mr. Yeah. Hyde. Like, I love all those.
They did a whole blaxploitation series of the Universal Monsters, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not seen those movies. When I was a kid, the local channel here, Channel 9, used to run a lot of those blaxploitation movies on at weird times. But Channel 9 was like the lowest rated of like the you know, back in those days you had like your three networks. Fox wasn't even a thing yet. And then you had like three or four independent channels here in like LA. And like Channel 9 was the one that used to run like Elvira and stuff. So it was that kind of channel. It was Kung Fu Theater was on Channel 9, you know, that kind of stuff. So they would run those movies once in a while. And I would see him as a kid, and I just, you know, I didn't care. I would just be like, it's a monster movie. Who cares? You know, the fact that it was a blaxploitation movie just went right over my head, you know? You're like, I just want to see people get their blood drained. I don't care what, you know?
You don't care what color it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Care. We're all red on the inside.
Hey, there you go.
Spock's green on the inside. Be considerate.
Except for Spock. What do you got? You got Blackula. You got the whole blaxploitation lineup of horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got there, mm-hmm. Brent? What else you got? Anything else?
I was I don't know if those count though as monsters, but I was gonna say, do the Scanners from Scanners count as monsters?
Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, fuck it, Scanners then.
What do you got, Justine?
Y'all seen that one?
Oh yeah. Well, I have.
Mm-mm.
You have to watch.
I don't get out much.
Oh man,
Justine.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you have an honorable mention.
Mine was the Fawn from Labyrinth, Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, he was creepy.
Because he was creepy, and then all of a sudden he was also a good guy because she was able to talk back to him, and that made me feel like all of his creatures that looked kind of creepy could also be good.
By the way, same actor who played the Pale Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same one.
He was like
they use him a lot.
The way he, like, turns his head and the way his body's arched.
He's like, elongated. Like, that's majority of that makeup is him. Like, besides, like, the horns and the facial makeup.
No, that's right.
Like, all body movement and everything like that, that's all him.
Then there's another movie. It's an old movie. I just can't think of the name. Where they kind of look like the things from Mario. The things that just chomp?
Chain chomps.
There you go. But it's in like a...
Slither?
They can only see heat. I remember it in a movie and it used to creep me out and they would come out of the sand.
Tremors?
I don't know.
I think Tremors.
The sandworms from Dune?
I'd have to look it up.
I'm just listing things
out. The spice must flow.
Spice is life.
I don't know. I've tried looking for the movie and I can't figure it out.
It might be Tremors.
At least
it
might be Tremors.
It's either Tremors or Slither. Slither itself.
Slither's another one, yeah.
Like the bathtub scene.
What do you got for your honorable?
Whoa.
What do you got for? That was Spanish.
It's mini stroke.
What was that? What was that?
That was actually that was actually Azteca.
Did you say okay. Spanish stroke?
It was a Mexican stroke.
Was it Tremors, Justine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, Tremors. I'm good. Yeah.
It bothered me that they had to stay nice and cold, and then when she like warmed up, damn, and they I'm found good. Him, I was like,
damn.
I'm
good.
All right. What do you got? What do you got, Jake?
I have the what do you call it? The face sucker from Star Trek, the first episode.
Oh, the salt vampire?
The salt vampire?
That thing is horrifying.
It's so creepy.
That thing is horrifying.
I just watched it recently.
Without its human guise.
Yeah.
It's just got the mouth of like a lamprey on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mouth of lamprey, and it looks like a... It's just like I like this hair everywhere, and it's not...
Yeah. Mm. How about when Spock's just like bashing it with... He's giving it both hands with his Spock strength and nothing. It just like whips Spock around.
Yeah, like a rag doll.
Like a rag doll.
Spock strength.
Spock strength, dude.
And then I would probably say just general horror like werewolves.
The werewolf?
Yeah.
Like the lichens from Underworld?
They're kind of overplayed, but I did like the lichen ones because it took a more like grotesque approach to that's like, why the vampire transformation.
If you've never seen the original American Werewolf in London, check it out. Because that's really, really good. Yeah. And they kind of toy with like the convention of the werewolf movie. Ooh. It's really good. And the effects still look good. It's Rick Baker and... The effects still look pretty good because they did all physical effects. So it makes it look – is what I've noticed with physical effects, instead of looking fake as the years go by,
it looks
creepier because you're just like, well, how did they do that? That's so weird, you know? Mm-hmm. I like the American Werewolf in London a lot. What do you got, buddy?
My honorable mention, I have two of them. First one is The Boars from Hannibal.
Okay.
That scene in itself is just so disgusting and creepy, and it's just like when they're eating the guy in the wheelchair. Oh my god, it's so painful to watch. And then the other one, which is what I thought Brent was leading to, the Reapers from Blade 2. Those are like the parasitic vampires that their mouth opens, and they got like the weird tongue, and then you get like the little Pomeranian that's the same thing. Mouth open. Oh, good lord, so creepy.
Good old,
all about that movie.
Good old Wesley Snipes.
Blade was good.
Yeah,
I love the first one.
First one's great. Second one, Trinity.
So we went on.
Reynolds is in that one as Deadpool again. Pretty much, he plays the same character.
Is that true?
It's like it's not actually him playing Deadpool, but the character he plays is almost exactly the same.
We went on the Twitter, We asked our friends, and here's what I did.
Did you have an honorable mention?
I totally forgot. I do have a couple of honorable mentions.
Yeah, we'll mention them.
Gremlins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're...
Like when they're changing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because think about Horrify. It's like you have this pet. You bring this pet home and it's cool. But there's rules. And when we were kids, how many of us didn't change a litter box or feed the dog or whatever?
Of course.
You forget once and you bring doom on your entire town.
All that was your parents taking you to the movie going, I'm going to teach this boy to do his chores. Yep. You don't listen. This is what's going to happen.
You're going to clean that litter box. I do think they're so great because they're puppets, obviously. But they have such great performances out of them.
Some of my favorite movie monsters are puppets.
They have all the personality. Mm-hmm.
Like the goblins in Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Oh, so creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Gremlins. So I think
that's David Bowie's codpiece. That's a creepy.
Oh, that's that in and of itself. Yeah, that in and of itself.
Favorite movie monster.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie monster. Yeah. Just David Bowie, just like that. Oh. I have nothing to say. It came from Bowie's codpiece. That's the name of that movie.
I can't handle you guys too much. What was the other one?
I can't remember.
It was Gremlins and something else.
I can't remember now.
Oh, well.
It'll come to me, much like Bowie's codpiece.
Hey.
All right. So Steve from Everything I Learned from Movies. How you doing, Steve? He's part of the Castaways.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
He says, is that Steve? That is Steve, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. Thanks, Brent. Brent knows everybody by name. I call everybody by their podcast name because I only care about myself. All right. He says,
so sad that that's true.
Pumpkinhead, which was a great 80s movie.
Yeah, that's a creepy monster. Mm-hmm.
Damn, I forgot about Pumpkinhead.
Predator.
Yep.
Okay.
The Xenomorph.
That's cool.
Yep.
And The Creature from the Black Lagoon, which is a great,
yeah,
great makeup.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah. The thing about Creature of the Black Lagoon, why can I not say this?
Word, Susan.
Creature from the Black Lagoon. The great thing about that makeup is it's stiff, so it makes it look like it's just got this frozen face, which yeah. I think makes it look even more effective.
Then we might as well give homage to John and say Frankenstein's monster.
Well, we'll see who said that. But thank you, Steve, for that. Simon, our friend Simon, at Simon J. Dickey, he says Karloff as Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
The Tremors, Graboids. The 87 Predator, the 79 Alien,
mm-hmm.
Cenobites from Hellraiser.
Sounds mm-hmm. like a snack.
Brundlefly. What's Brundlefly?
That's the fly.
The fly.
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
That's creepy, yeah.
That is a good one. Yeah. And Werewolf David Kessler.
I don't know.
What's Werewolf David Kessler?
Look it up.
David Kessler playing the werewolf.
What is that?
Google Werewolf David Kessler.
Thank God for technology.
Somebody Google this. We got it over here. We got it. Kung Fu Drive-In Podcast. How you doing, Jeff? Kung Fu Drive-In Podcast, at Kung Fu Drive-In Podcast. I think it's just at Kung Fu Drive-In. You should listen to him if you like.
It's Kung American Fu. Werewolf in London.
Oh, okay. It's American Werewolf. I couldn't remember the name.
David Kessler is the
I could
person.
Not remember the name. But at Kung Fu Drive-In, he says Regan McNeil from Exorcist messed him up for years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For sure.
What about Species?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't Steve just do Species? They just did that, right, Brent? Was it Steve that was doing Species?
Say that one more time.
Wasn't Steve
yeah,
from...
Yep,
they,
yep.
Yeah, they just did Species, too. And then Besotted Geek said Torgo. Shout out to...
Hey, there
you go. Oh, no. Manos in the hands of fate.
The master.
How did I think of that?
The master says it's time to take a break. We're going to do that in a minute. And then our friend Eric of Aragon, he says Gamera. So along with what we talked about, Gamera the giant dancing turtle with fangs.
Of course.
So those are just, if you haven't seen any of these movies, check them out. Go check out some good horror movies.
And if you have any other monsters we missed, please hit up us on Twitter.
Yeah, please.
At Soup Complex.
Thank you. Please hit us up on Twitter. Or send all your messages to Brent at Home Video.
Yeah, he'll filter through them for
he'll
us.
He'll filter
yeah.
through them for us.
I'll probably reply to all of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, he will. He will.
I'm trying.
No. But we appreciate everybody who I forgot, and I meant to do this like 2 days ago, and I put it up like 2 hours before the show went up. So, and I went into the podcast room, and I was like, hey, guys, if you can help me out, please answer some of these. So thank you guys who participated for helping me out on such short notice and making it look like we have actual listeners.
Thanks, guys.
Hey.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to drop we'll maybe drop an ad or two in here, maybe if somebody gets them to us. If not, I will just might recycle the Home Video Hustles ad. Why not?
We'll just keep replaying
that
one.
Works.
Yeah, you're on the show. Why not?
Yeah.
We'll give you a shout out. Then you don't have to say it. We're going to make you say it at the end of the episode anyway.
We're going
to
make you tell us where we can find you.
Oh, I love it. That's my favorite part of Home Video Hustles.
I'd be happy to do it.
My two favorite parts are him doing that and PJ saying, damn right, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. The end of the show is always the best.
I just want to say something to get PJ to agree with me. I would make me feel so good. You know what I mean? This is the best. Pizza with pineapples is delicious. Damn right.
Should just be your text message. No, he's damn right.
Yeah, how does he know? Does he know, Brent? What does he feel? We got to ask him.
We can't ask him. He's not on Twitter.
He's in it. Brent's going to text him in the break.
He's on Twitter. He just don't get on there.
We're stalking him. Uh-oh. Jake's taking a call. Let's take a quick break. And when we come right back, we're going to talk about something else that I have not planned at all.
Yay.
So, you know, that's going to be great.
Hey.
We'll be right back.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
Hey, do you like movies?
Hey, do you like podcasts?
If you do, then come on down and listen to the Home Video Hustle podcast, homie.
Hustle, hustle.
Every Friday, we talk about whatever movie PJ picks out the bag. What does that mean? Well, every Wednesday on our YouTube page, I pick a bunch of movies at random. Sometimes there's a theme to it, sometimes not. PJ picks the movie out, and guess what? We watch it on Friday. We talk about it for about maybe an hour, hour and a half, whatever we feel like doing. Might give you something good to watch, baby. Come on down every Friday.
So come get your hustle on with Home Video Hustle.
You can find the show on any podcatcher app, or you can come down to homevideohustle.podbean.com. All of them in one place for you, so you can go ahead and binge it like it's Netflix. We ain't the defenders. But I like to think we a little bit better than that. Come holler at your boys, man. Come chill with us. Peace.
Peace.
We're back from break, everybody. What a great break we had. Did anyone get to use the potty?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
Fulfilling.
Brent, let us know during the break that he is actually using the restroom as we speak.
Currently. Mm-hmm. And in
still. Still yeah. Impressive.
Have you heard of those?
I just want to hear a flush from you later, Brent. You know, like a courtesy.
Anything,
flush.
A grunt.
Those things where it keeps your feet up and you. Oh, the squatting.
The squatty potties.
Potties.
No, what is this?
Oh, so this is a toilet technology that is supposed to help the way you poop.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be like super, super good for you because normal sitting, like straight up, isn't good for you because you block off your colon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then leaning forward does the same thing. You're just putting your colon at more of an angle.
Uh-huh.
So what this thing does is it raises up your legs, so like your knees are practically in your face.
Yeah.
But that's the natural pooping position, apparently, and it's supposed to give you like the best poop of your life.
And that is why if you're on an airplane that's going down, they tell you to get in that position.
Because you're going to shit yourself. You might as well be comfortable when you do it.
That's it.
But apparently, and like I've heard rave reviews from people that this thing is fantastic.
Can I tell you guys a story?
You have one, don't you?
All right, I do. No, I don't have one. But when my daughter was little, when we lived in our first apartment, my daughter was just a tiny little kid. She used to have a step stool to get onto after she was potty trained.
Oh my God.
She had a step stool to get onto the toilet.
Okay.
But let me tell you, you know, I'm in there. I like to read my magazines I like to read my comic books.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on with the Batman.
Yeah, why not?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we would slide the stool across the other side. But our bathroom, like you could literally stand and touch, you know, if I reached out both hands, it was
like a apartment. Prison cell.
Yeah. So I would just slide the stool across. No, I shouldn't say that word. I used to slide the stool across the toilet bowl.
That's what it is, though.
Slide the step stool across, and I would sit down. Well, one day I got the idea. I go, you know, my legs are falling asleep here because I really want to finish this magazine.
So that's the other thing, too, is it prevents your legs from falling asleep.
I scooted over, and I put my feet on it. Best poop of my life.
I'm telling you.
I'm not kidding you.
I'm tempted to get one.
Then why do you need to buy one of those? Just buy a step stool.
Yeah, after that thing, man, I was sad when we got rid of that step stool. I was like, what happened to the step stool?
What happened to my poop stool?
My wife's like, our daughter's 5'3". What do we need the step stool for?
It's not for her.
We had that thing for a long time.
Oh,
it was great.
My God.
Yeah, it was great.
But yeah, suffice to say that it's supposed to help you.
I have a mental image of my wife shaking her head as she listens to this at work.
It kind of reminds me of... Maybe you guys don't see it, but in the women's restroom, sometimes they have signs that say no squatting.
They do it. Wait, what?
Yeah, but they put it up in the restrooms. You'll see where it says no squatting.
When we worked at the Michaels and Diamond Bar, we always used to have to clean up. When we cleaned the restrooms at night, it was always a problem in the ladies' room. You had to clean the toilet seat because
people pissed all over the seat. Always worked in men most of the time.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Is that true, Brent?
It's true.
Oh, dead ass.
I've worked in retail for 8 years. It is the worst bathroom ever. Men's room is 9 times out of 10 clean. The women's room is disgusting.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I'll sit on the toilet and I'll hear the girl walk out without washing her hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'll look at her shoes and then I'll see you later on in the store. I'm like, you're disgusting.
Yeah.
But I figured out why. One of the reasons why the women's room is always more disgusting than men's room is because the kids. The girls go to the bathroom, they take the kids with them, and it's always into the ladies' room. Guys, when they go to the bathroom, like, no, you can wait outside. Who cares if you get it done?
All right. Got a meeting in the ladies' room.
Yeah.
I'll be back real soon.
So anyways, synopsis, get yourself a squatty potty.
Nobody gives me anything for meeting in the ladies' room?
No.
No.
Brent, back me up. You're my musical backup.
I don't like that song, man.
What? I knew I liked Brent for a reason.
I'm not saying nothing.
No, Brent, it's okay. You put him in his place.
That takes me right back to my youth. Are you kidding me? Meeting in the ladies' room? Who is that?
It's not the song of the day, for sure.
It's not Mary Jane Girls. Who is that?
Nobody cares.
Meeting in the ladies' room.
Climax. Climax with a K and two X's.
Is that the name of the band, or are you telling us something?
No, that's the name of the band.
Okay, good.
Why not both?
Yay! I gotta get that. I gotta get that, Brent. I can't do that.
Nah, it's hard.
He even writes, if you're lucky enough to be his friend on Twitter, and you can follow him at HVH Podcast.
Gotta let him do it.
Capital H, capital V, capital H, capital P.
Lowercase oddcast.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you're lucky enough to be his friend, he will write that every once in a while.
Let him do
that's
it.
That's how you know he approves. He approves. No, he's going to do
it. That was our homage.
That's our homage.
Well, you need to let him do
it. Like right now, I'm going to pick five topics out of this bag, and then we're going to talk about that topic right now.
Yeah.
Right?
This invisible bag?
So your topic right now is Empire Strikes Back.
I see no bag.
Okay, we're going to put Star Wars in there.
Okay.
Star Wars.
We're going to put Lord of the Rings in there because Brent's never seen Lord of the Rings.
Good.
Okay.
When you guys come down here, we're just having a movie marathon.
Yeah. Okay. So, Brent, you are planning. You are actually planning this now. Let's take a second.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a second and shine the light on your podcast because we honestly all love it.
Yes.
So you just hit how many downloads?
It's right now. Last time I looked, it was at like 1,107.
Congratulations,
nice.
Buddy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you. Very nice. A lot more than us.
No, that is not a lot more than us.
I don't know how many downloads we have. You never tell us this information.
But it's close.
He's catching up. He's catching up pretty quick.
Hasn't he been doing this a lot less?
He's been doing 20 episodes.
And you've been doing this for how long?
Yeah, but
this week is like 22.
Damn, we're on the wrong podcast.
We've been doing it 10 times as long. 10 times as long, he's already got...
So when you guys move out to California, if you need some extra co-hosts...
Yeah, just give us a call. Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to bum our show every week.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
We'll take your ratings from being, you know, 5 out of 5 to like a 2 out of 5.
What these guys don't understand, Brent, is that if you and PJ show up, we're a chair short in the studio. So
Justine's out. I get it.
I better see some good behavior out of some people because I'm not afraid to make cuts. Okay, and you know who's not getting cut? The guests. You know who else isn't getting cut? My right hand man, John Sandy. You know who else isn't getting cut? Me. You know who else isn't getting cut? The lady. All right. So that leaves two of you to Kirk and Spock pon far this thing. All right.
Death battle.
If I have to give you guys like a thing that looks like a toilet plunger with a blade on the end of it, and you guys have to fight each other. We'll do it here. We'll put it on this camera right here, and you guys will fight to the death.
We'll live stream it.
Na 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 na.
I'll do it.
Yeah. You guys are just not even worried about it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, we'll get everybody in. Don't worry. There's plenty of room in this lifeboat. We have room for everybody.
A life battle is not something I will shy away from.
So you guys are going to come out. You guys are going to hit Houston. You're going to try to hit Houston, right?
Well, I like that they're going somewhere else.
For sure. You're going to try and go there, too.
Like, I feel like we were the first one.
We're the last. No, we're the last stop. That's the best. Yeah.
You saved the best for last. Yeah. Haven't you heard Vanessa Williams?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I don't care. As long as I get to meet him, I'm not greedy. He could be friends with every week. He does not. I'm not. I don't have to be his only friend.
See, that doesn't work. Got to be greedy about it.
Yeah. We don't have to be the only friends, but we have to be the best.
The number one.
He and.
I mean, we are his new favorite
say
podcast.
Brent's best friend in the
y'all
podcast.
Y'all were like the first big one I started listening to.
See, I don't understand. I don't think you know what the word big means, Brandon, because we got
we are the superiority.
Yeah, we got like 200. So.
You go. It's in the title.
Yeah, I guess.
That's how he found you. He started searching it.
It's like, what's
super
the...
huge.
Oh,
it's freaking huge.
These guys even say they're good. That must be a good podcast. Yeah. But no, you got a nice following, and you're good with your listeners, I told Brent last night. Now is the time he's hitting his stride. Like, they're getting so comfortable and relaxed now.
You know what? He treats his co-host right.
Yeah, he does.
I think that's the other thing.
Yeah, because they're good friends, but it's reciprocated, if you notice. PJ's good to Brent, and Brent's good to PJ.
Yeah, but we're good to you, and it doesn't come back.
Yeah.
It also helps that they're both, cool. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of feeling like
I thought you were going to say black for a second.
No,
I did too. I was like, I hope we're not going down this rabbit hole.
Yeah. It does. That does help too. But no, I mean, like, they're both cool. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because I saw myself, because I was going to say chill, and I'm like, you idiot. You're a middle aged man. Don't say chill. That's
chill,
really
bro.
What it was.
Oh, my God.
You're so chill.
Like,
I remember when they first invented.
I remember when we would say someone was cool. Yeah, you square. Now everything is lit and chill. Yeah, that's me.
That's one word I don't use. I don't use
lit.
That one.
Lit?
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
too
like
much
that
word.
One. I use a lot of older terms anyway.
What's your favorite?
Tubular.
I think our favorite is hype because that's the one we use the most.
You guys said, I cannot see, I don't feel comfortable saying that
hype?
Word the way
hype.
Brent and PJ do.
Say it in a sentence.
We're getting hype about this episode.
I don't like it.
No,
see,
I hate it.
Don't ever do it again.
You don't say
so
it with conviction.
Yeah, way
you
too
say
stiff.
It like you're nervous.
No,
you say it way too
it's hype
because that's not my. It's not
we,
my.
We getting hype today.
See, hype.
That's not my.
You gotta get hype about it.
That's not my slang. See,
Jake,
I would
it's
say
not working for you either.
What I would say is
better than Mario.
What I would say is I'm pumped about this episode, guys. I'm super pumped
because he's probably pumping it.
I'm real jazzed about it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Dope.
Oh yeah, I use dope all the time. It's pretty dope.
Okay.
It's pretty fresh.
It's pretty fly.
What I do say, what I do say a lot is I ask people if they're keeping it real. I always say that, keeping it real, and they just look at me. And then if they say yes, I say word.
And if Mario meets a woman, he always asks.
I always say word.
Fat guys?
I always say word, and people are like, what are you talking about? It's like word, word. Mm-hmm.
Conversation ender.
It is because it's kind of like a thing. It's like you're agreeing, but you also like want to let the person know I'm using this old word because I really don't want to continue this conversation.
Yeah,
word.
We're done.
Word.
I'm done word. With you now.
Yeah, word. Yeah, word. 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 Mm-hmm. Can't stop now. See, I can't say hype. I am hyped to have. Brent and PJ.
Yeah, no, just stop. Yeah. It hurts.
See, you don't
it
feel
hurts.
It doesn't sound like you're
stoked.
Hyped.
Yeah, it doesn't suck because it,
the
I don't.
Cringe level.
I don't,
your daughter
yeah.
is having a stroke just thinking about you saying this word.
Yeah, my daughter uses. She says things like she'll ask me. She'll be like, "How dank your memes, brah?" And I'll just say, "Go to your room."
No, Mario sits there and goes, "Chillax."
Chillax.
And his daughter chill. Just walks away.
I never said chill. We're just chilling.
No, because you were always chillaxing.
I'm cool. I say cool because that's what I grew up with.
But he spelled it K E W L.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh no, don't do that.
Super cool.
Bitchin'. It's bitchin'.
Super bitchin'.
Sweet nar, bro.
Word. Yeah. See, now we're talking. Now I feel square. I feel like you know.
Yeah.
I feel self conscious about my slang.
We're not hip to your jive.
You're not hip to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You guys are not picking down what I'm. Oh, I always screw that up. You're not
picking
laying down what
throwing.
I'm. Yeah, exactly.
You're not picking up what I'm laying down.
No,
throwing
it.
Down? No, oh, throwing down is new. It's laying down.
Forget it. I'm just going to shut up. I'm going to let. You know what? I don't even need to talk. Justine, go.
What were we talking about before this?
I don't remember.
We brought it to toilets, to slang, to.
We went everywhere.
Was that break conversation we were talking about that?
I was just asking Brent if he's really coming out here.
Oh, yeah. We got distracted.
And, oh, yeah. For sure.
When?
Don't know when exactly.
Oh.
Brent, we want to know now. We want you to make
We're trying
plans.
To plan our lives out for you.
I like that suspense.
When are you coming out now?
Just one day they come walking in the door. I would.
I
would be super hyped. I would be super hyped.
That didn't sound bad.
How would it be to have us lose our shit on the air just because they walked in the door? Oh my god, I would love it.
And then I just hear PJ like, yes.
I'm pretty sure one of us would have a heart attack.
I like
just straight up, somebody dies on the show this week.
Yeah, I would just have a stroke and die.
Yeah.
And then Brent just takes over.
This just in, local podcast personality has a heart attack after visitors come in.
That too, local podcast personality, one of a million.
Too much hype.
We're getting. Okay,
the
so
levels was too high.
Brent, let's talk about you guys just did Cannibal Holocaust on your show, and if any of our listeners, if any of our listeners have not listened to that episode, I suggest not listening to that episode. That's not a good place to start.
No, listen to that episode.
You
That's
should.
Like your number one downloaded episode, right?
It's like number two. Reanimator is number one by only two downloads.
Damn,
I'm gonna go screw that up.
Yeah, let's go mess that up right now.
You're gonna mess it up.
Oh shit.
See, that's a vindictive thing we do, to screw with people.
I'm going to...
Cannibal Holocaust number one.
The only reason I would
Although
say...
Although we should make Rugsuckers from Mars number one.
The only reason
I'd be okay with it.
Oh, that is a good movie, though. I mean, not good, but
love it. 10 out of 10.
It's good in a bad way.
It's bad in a lot of bad ways.
The only reason I would say not to start there is because you guys are a little off your game in the beginning because you're so. It really took something out of you. And I cracked up because the first thing I heard was you just go, eh.
I've seen movies like that where like you watch it and it just takes everything out of you. Like Primer. If you've ever seen Primer, the first time I watched it, I just left it like brain dead.
Really?
Yeah, it hurts. That's like the most science-y time travel movie ever.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
Ugh. Oh, that movie. Okay.
Yeah. I was waiting for you guys to review that one, but I don't think PJ could handle it. I think he'd just lose it and walk out. He's like, nope, I'm out.
I got it. So
he'll watch anything. He'll just be mad at me about it.
That's one you'd probably get in a fight over.
Are you going to do...
me and PJ have never gotten into a fight before. It's crazy.
Oh, it's coming. This podcast is going to do it because you're going to make him watch.
I think Lord of the Rings is going to do it.
You think so?
Yeah.
If you do the, don't do the extended versions. Just do the standard.
Hell no. When you fall in love with it, that's when you do the extended version.
When you want more is when you do it.
When you can't get enough.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find out soon. I won't say no more.
If you want 4-hour movies.
I think what Brent's going to like is the same thing I like about Lord of the Rings is the just wealth of minority characters in it.
A lot of minority characters.
I know, right? Everywhere.
And you know what? You know, people with stature issues, they're in that too.
That's what he's going to love about
it. Like people in that movie. I love it.
Yeah.
I think he'll like the ultimate bromance.
Which one?
Who else?
The only one.
Which one?
Gamelee and Legolas.
That is a bromance, yeah.
That's a bromance.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The only bromance in that entire movie.
I thought you were talking about
Okay,
Sam.
So you're saying Sam and Frodo's just a romance. It's
no,
not a bromance.
That's not.
That's just a side bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wow, see, that sounded so
romance,
natural.
A romance implies that it's a mutual thing.
See, in Spanish, we wouldn't say side, but we would say Sancha. Your Sancho, your Sancho.
Or Sansa.
And, you know, white people wouldn't say side bitch. They'd say, you know, my whore.
Or your mistress.
Yeah, true. If you're fancy.
Oh, they would say
if you're fancy.
Well, if it's
my concubine.
And if you're down south, it's your stepsister.
Or if you're an older gentleman, if you're an older gentleman with an escort, it's your niece.
Yeah, true.
Oh, God.
Hello, this is my niece.
Fuck, yeah.
And if you're an older white guy, she's your wife.
What does that mean?
Hey.
I don't really know who in my family listens to this show, so I can't say.
Oh, you know him. Does your family listen?
Man.
No, I don't think so.
None of my family listen.
Thank
so
God.
I can say whatever I want.
Thank God.
Same.
Except my wife. My wife listens. But I love my wife.
I love my family.
Is your family going to listen to this one? Because I apologize in advance.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Oh, they will now.
You're like, they'll listen to the episodes I'm on, and that's it.
That's right.
Well, we are. Well, I am super hyped to have your family listen.
It's so proper.
I'm super excited to actually meet PJ and Brent in person
at some point in the future.
You know what's weird is I don't know how tall Brent and PJ are.
I don't either.
So I have in my head, I feel like
Brent's the shorter one and PJ's taller.
Yep. I don't know how you knew that, but you're right.
It feels
that's
like
that's kind
of
creepy.
It just feels like it.
I want to know. I want to know everything.
You want to know, right?
Yeah, but no, I want to save it. I want to meet. We're going to hug.
Yeah.
We're big huggers.
We're going to play board games with them. We're going to teach them how to play.
You give them all ammunition, man.
When you guys cross that episode, we can have the camera on. And it's like the same thing.
I'm going to do an awkward handshake.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to do a real cool like handshake where
you know what we should do?
I'm going to make myself look as square as I'm going to say, gentlemen, welcome. This is off the chain.
It's
off the heezy.
Dope.
Yeah, this is
as hell.
And then they turn around
and just walk.
I am hype as fuck.
I'm hype AF to have you here.
It's
lit.
This is lit.
It's fat. PHAT.
Mm-hmm. May we offer you a pumpkin spice latte while you're here?
And eat some of our health foods from Whole Foods.
Oh, and by the way, we are having pizza with pepperoni in the studio when Brent and PJ show up. That's our food.
And tacos with
ranch.
Ranch.
Some artisanal water.
Okay, here's what's going to happen.
No, hold on. Y'all say tacos and ranch now?
Yeah.
Jack in the Box tacos.
Go back.
Son, I can't go
back. Thank you, Brent.
Wait, you have to say what kind of taco it is.
Thank you. What did you say? Brent.
Wait. It has to be a Jack in the Box taco.
Brent, please repeat what you just said.
And your ranch cousin was here, and he agreed
with
me.
Wait. Ranch goes on salad, right?
Ranch goes on
What's
salad.
What's in a Jack in the Box taco?
Not
lettuce
salad.
And cat food.
Yeah. No.
Oh, we don't got Jack in the Box here.
Okay,
you need to be thankful.
First of all, we have to get you drunk so you can truly enjoy the glory that is Jack in the Box tacos. So Jack in the Box,
we definitely get drunk.
What they basically do is they take a taco.
I'm going to have to take the day off after the show.
I'm putting taco in quotes, right? Mm. So they put like this weird meat. It's like a,
and he's quoting meat too.
Yeah, it's quote kind of a weird meat. Like a meat paste.
Wait, they don't have Jack in the Box at all.
Meat product.
They put lettuce in there, they put cheese in there, they deep fry it. They deep fry the whole taco and they put this
really
delicious red sauce in there that's great. Taco, you buy them 2 for $1 and they are fantastic. It's everybody's drunk food. All the Jack in the Boxes have lines and lines and lines after the bars let out around here.
They're right? Some of them are open
24 hours. Yeah. So you just see people order, and they're 2 for $1. People go in and order like 20 tacos, right?
You can win those at a Laker game.
Looks like White Castle then.
A little bit.
It's like
nobody goes to Jack in the Box for the burgers. They have a million burgers, and everybody goes to eat the tacos. So, but Justine does, well, they have a lot of finger foods, like they have onion rings, fries, they do zucchini, stuff like that. And they serve you this ranch dressing. It was one of the first restaurants I remember that had ranch dressing. And Justine and other people of her ilk.
You can't just like segregate her to this. There's a lot of people who do this.
There's a lot of people who do this. But Justine was.
I learned it from someone.
She's somebody white. She's the first person who brought it to my attention was Justine.
Well, we all said that they want white man sauce on it.
That's what we call that episode. We call that episode.
Go back and listen to the white man sauce.
We call
that
episode white man sauce because that's what ranch dressing is. And. Just, I can't.
Right when he brought in the tacos for us, because who was talking about it? NPR? No. Anyways, there was an episode that he listened to.
It was NPR, I think.
Right when he dropped the tacos, I was like, oh, did you bring ranch? And they just looked at me.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's like, I swear when she did it, Brent, needle scratch, music stop.
Okay, you'll eat it normally, and then I'm going to give you ranch, and you're going to love it. Wait, do you like ranch, though?
On his salad.
On salad.
All right, cool.
That's logical.
Oh, you're good. You're good. You'll like it.
You're not going to like it.
It's been like onion rings and ranch, kind of good.
Follow up to our pizza thing, pizza discussion.
Dipping ranch with our pizza and ranch?
No. Pizza Hut.
Oh, no.
Pizza Hut. Thank you, Brent. Pizza Hut has, I can't even talk, pizza with pumpkin spice crust.
That's what? Disgusting.
You open it and pumpkin spice comes out. Check my Twitter feed.
No. That's disgusting.
That? No.
Anyways, what I was trying
to
say
is... Why
is
that such a big thing now?
I mean, technically, pizza is
a because of us white people, yeah.
White people.
I don't even like pumpkin spice.
And when I say, listen...
I don't even like pumpkin.
Here's one thing you got to understand. Yeah. When we say white people on the show, when people like me or Justine say it, we say it with love in our hearts. We're not saying it like...
We don't.
When they say it, they mean love in their hearts. When Jake and I say it, it's with disgusting contempt.
Yeah.
Because we hate it.
You could say it that way. It's like if
I... No, you could say it too.
You could say it too. You're in good company.
I don't want to hate
you.
People.
You know what, Mario? That's your white privilege.
Oh, thanks. I get some.
He's bestowing unto you his white privilege.
You can have it. I don't want it.
Passing it on.
My white privilege is I married a white woman, so when we go into a store where they check bags, I give her my bags. And she just walks through the turnstile. And then when we get through the turnstile, she hands it back to me. That's my white privilege. That's not what I do.
That's a good idea, man.
There you go.
Brent, I'm not kidding you. That happened to me. I will tell us a quick story. The first time my wife realized it was going to be different being married to a Latino was we went to a shoe store and she had bags and I had a bag from another store and I stopped to like tie my shoe or something. So she went in the store first and walked through the turnstile and the guy didn't check her bag. And then I walked through with my bag and the guy's like, hey, you need to check your bag.
Hold on. I got to ask you something. And, what kind of shoe store are you going to that has a turnstile to get in?
Bro,
I've never been to a store like that.
Listen, I've talked about this from before. I'm from the streets. Okay. So let's just.
The streets ain't got it either.
I'm not from the streets.
You're from the streets, Brent.
I'm not from the streets. But I like to say I am. I'm from the streets, yo. How's that?
You don't know what it's like.
Oh, see, when you say that, that lets people know you're not from the streets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When you have to say it, right? When you have to tell people you're from, I'm from the streets. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah. So I'm from the streets, and this is what I'm telling the guy.
Are you
at the
cruising
store.
Down the streets, and you're 6'4"? No.
In my,
hey, talking hey, some bitches,
slapping some hoes.
No,
slapping some hoes.
That's not how we say it.
Patrick finally saw that movie.
Did you?
I've been forcing
it?
Him,
it
was good. And he finally watched it. Was good. It.
You talked straight always, out of Compton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
I saw
really
that
good.
Twice at the movie theater. The day it came out and the day after.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, I saw it twice, but not
that was a good movie.
It came out.
That was a good movie.
It was great. I like, didn't want it to end.
My wife and I went. I was seriously, I was so hyped. When they were doing, when they showed the concert, when they recreated the concert footage,
yeah.
I was literally going crazy in the theater.
Yeah.
Did I use good. That word right, Brent?
Yeah.
Was it off? Was it off the chain?
Brent's gonna be my coach. Brent's gonna be my like.
He's your hype man.
I'll be like Brent.
I'll go these... buy the whistle and everything.
Yes. Call fouls.
Drop and give me 20.
Beep. No, bullshit. You're wrong. Stop it.
Drop and listen to this easy album.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When they come down, does that mean we're recording a home video hustle podcast?
Home video complex.
Yeah.
Not only are we recording, we're recording several. We
should do a
bunch. Superiority hustle.
Wait, well, do we have to bring more drives so like, it's a different, different day?
Brent, honestly, this is what I want you to do, Brent. I was seriously thinking about this when you said you were going to come to the out to California. I want you to we'll do a video. You guys do a video. Mm-hmm. Of movies you want us to pull them out of the bag.
Ah,
give us okay. like a give us like a couple weeks so we can get our hands on them, and we will watch the movie. And then when you guys
I can
get
bring
here
them with me too,
yeah. Well, we want to be able to watch them too. We could do that. We could.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
We so could
watch
run out
it
of
together.
Movie theater.
Yeah,
we'll figure
I
it out.
Watching which show? It's all
we'll
good.
Figure it out.
Yeah,
yeah. We could do that.
Don't you want to see PJ's expression when some bullshit happens on the screen?
Yeah.
We should save Return of the Jedi.
Oh, did y'all just see the video I put up on Instagram?
No.
Mm-hmm. She asked me to record PJ's reaction to when Darth Vader said, I'm your
oh,
father.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. We did see
awesome.
That one.
Such a letdown. I was like, man.
He had no reaction
I know.
To it.
Well, he also, when you asked him if he knew anything, he's like, no, I don't. I'm like, yes. And later on, he's like, oh, yeah. I mean, if it's him as the father, I'm like, oh, my God, he knows now.
He saw
yeah,
Toy Story 2.
To I was like, nah, that's not that movie.
I know. I was like, this isn't going to work.
He had already seen Toy Story 2, so there was no saving him.
Yeah.
He saw Toy Story 2?
He had to have. He's seen all the Pixar movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there's a direct yeah. reference. Anyway, yeah. I was telling you the story. So my wife gets super mad and is like, why are you – what? You didn't check my bags. Why didn't you check my bags? And I just told her – listen, let's just walk away, and then we don't spend the money here. That's how you get them back. Like, mm-hmm. And then you tell everybody, hey, guess what? I went to the shoe store, and this guy made me check my bag and didn't make my watch, so don't go buy shoes there. And that's how you deal
I
with
work
it.
In retail. That shit hurts. Door. That shit hurts.
Yeah.
That will literally kill your business.
Yep.
In a matter of moments.
So there you go. That's how you deal with it. That's how – but – it does happen. So when you made that joke about having white privilege, it's like, yeah, whenever we would go through like a bag check, I'm like, here you go, honey. You go through.
Hold my bag, girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll just carry my yeah.
Hold my weed. Hold my weed.
We go to Dodger Stadium. I'm like, here, Nicole, put everything in your bag. Put everything in your bag. We're going through the metal detectors.
Metal detector will beep for her. It's like, yeah, it's probably
yeah,
it's just fine. Some chains,
yeah,
some keys.
She's
yeah.
probably just got some essential oils or something yeah. in there, so we'll just go ahead and let it go.
Essential
yeah.
oils.
She's probably got a
and
flask.
And then, you know, Mario goes through. He's already stripped naked, and they're like, no, we got to check him.
No, cavity search.
Yeah, yeah.
Cavity search.
No, I already went to the dentist officer. It's cool.
Although, funny story. funny story. Segue from a cavity search, right? When Justine and I were coming back from Cancun, not only did I was the only person who got stopped. I got stopped in damn. Mexico on my way back by their TSA boarding the plane, and I got stopped by our own on the way back.
Yeah, they checked everything on him. They opened his bags.
They checked my bag. Pen. When we left and got off the plane, I had to actually wait through to go through customs because
now, let me
everything.
Ask you, let me ask you a question, honestly. How tan did you get while you were down there?
You see how dark I am now? I was like three shades lighter.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, if I came back with a tan, they're like, let's check this car.
Darker than I am.
Tan yeah. and a beard—that's like a red flag, dude.
I still remember my brother-in-law, and he was like, he's like white because you were at the pool.
Yeah. He's like, oh, he's really he's white. Like, I'm like, yeah.
You know what that was? That was a TSA sending all the minorities a message. They're like, look, if we're going to pull over this white guy, imagine what we're going to do to you.
Right, wasn't even that. It was them going, you know what, guys? This one's for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when they did it in Mexico, though, it was in front of everyone.
Oh, were they applauding? Because I would have just been like,
yeah, it was like much. Right before
class.
It's already past like where the TSA checks you, and we're right there about to board in. So everyone's sitting down on those chairs, and they have a table out and a chair, and him for. Just...
I'm pretty sure I heard the girl mutter "pinche bendejo" wall when she was doing it.
I don't know what that means. Brett, you speak Spanish. What does
you
that
know
mean?
What that means?
It means welcome to my country.
It means welcome to
welcome
my country.
To our country.
God.
Welcome to our country, mighty conqueror. That's what that means.
So that's how far white privilege got me.
That's great.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That was funny. It was funny.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's a good story.
I'm sorry that
happened. Stories to
I'm
tell.
Sorry that happened to you once.
I know, right?
Once.
Every time we go to Walmart.
Goddamn.
You're like, Brent has Brent's just like, look, I have a podcast. There's a reason I'm buying 20 DVDs. I'm not reselling them. Yeah.
Brent, do you guys call it Wally World?
I don't, but a lot of other people do.
Okay. I learned that when I went to Utah to see my sister. She's like, yeah, we're going to go Wally World. I'm like, what is that? I thought it was amusement park. I was like, oh, it's Walmart.
Women say that more than guys. I don't hear, like, guys call it that.
It's not very masculine to say Wally World.
Yeah. Let's go to Wally World. That sounds kind of weird.
Let's go to Wally World, guys.
Where you going? Where you going? Oh, I'm going to Wally World, motherfucker.
That's the worst club name in the world,
Wally World.
There's a gay club here called Willy World.
Oh, hey. That's the opposite. That's a great name for a club.
That's awesome.
That is the perfect name for that club. That is fantastic. Oh, shit. That's good. That's good times.
Owner's probably a dick.
Whoa!
Hey. It's either that or he likes them.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Too far.
Or both.
About yeah,
I like dick. There you go.
You know his employee says he's a hard on.
Mm. Oh man!
Oh man!
See, Brent likes you.
I know. Just regulations in there.
Hello!
All the workers get shafted on wages too.
Whoa!
Oh.
Brent liked it. Thanks,
this,
Brent.
This is just getting nutty.
Jesus.
I love it. I have nothing to add.
Can we just finish?
Mm-hmm. Come on, guys.
Oh, good.
He's too far. He's too far for me to punch him or cover that mouth.
She's abusive, guys, by the way. Just going to put that out there.
At least she's
how long have you guys been together?
Six years? A long time. We don't actually know.
Y'all ain't married yet?
Practically.
But not yet.
Common law, baby. That's how we do it in Cali.
They don't not have common law in California law anymore.
Common law, baby.
I thought, like, I looked it up because she's like, hoping. We should get married. I'm like, we already are. It's done.
And I told them
she's
that.
Like, no, it's not done. I'm
they
like,
took
son
it away.
Of a bitch.
It's
damn you, voters.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I feel like we should get Handsome Dan Handsome ordained.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
Brent and PJ are here. We'll all have a wedding. We'll have a podcast wedding.
Oh, yeah.
How about when you guys come
there
out?
There you go.
Justine, do you want to do it that way?
Wedding cast. Vodcast.
Yeah, a wedcast.
It's a wedcast.
Record the wedding and then the
honeymoon. No, that's always boring to watch people get married.
No, but you're going to hear it.
The most boring part is just watching people
no joke,
walk.
I filmed a lot of weddings, too.
And it's boring, right?
Yeah, where do you so want to? Let's boring. Go to Vegas.
Yeah. We can't go to Vegas.
I'll do it in the voice Reno? Of William Shatner. Be great.
Yeah,
we are
Jake is like definitely though, not right? being ordained
here today.
He can get ordained, but he ain't marrying Justine and I.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I will literally slap him for doing his Christopher Walken impression.
We are gathered here today. To what these two?
Just gets up. Two mice fell. It's a bucket of cream.
not even get them married. Just go on a brand for 2 hours.
And then you just do that. You just do the two mice from Catch Me If You Can. Then you're like, okay, kiss her. And then that's it.
Good God. Good God.
After the whole thing. Yeah, and the power was invested in me.
Yeah, just go to like Reno or some Carson City.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good.
Go to like go get
married at Burning Man.
We're just gonna go down to like City Hall one day.
Are you guys?
And one day we'll come back and we'll be married and we'll never tell anybody.
Is this really gonna happen?
Yeah,
who's to say
it may have already happened. We're
already.
Just haven't announced it.
I'll take him to the Philippines and hope he doesn't get captured.
Kidnapped. Yeah, kidnapped.
Oh shit!
We were sitting around the table this morning at her parents' house, and they mentioned going to the Philippines, and they both look at me and they're like, "Oh, they're gonna kidnap you," and I'm like, "I don't have any money," and they're like, "Then they're gonna be pissed off that you don't have any money."
That's what my aunt's just so like. They're like, gonna be mad you don't have anything.
Yeah, it's gonna suck.
I have a wife. Is she white too? No, she's Filipino. You're useless.
Yeah,
we have plenty of those around here.
That's even the worst stereotype.
You got nothing.
Like, oh, this guy, white guy married another Filipino woman. Great.
Well, for sure we won't get deals on the street or anything.
No.
They're going to look at you and be like, oh, it's like $5 more than what
we
said here.
Yeah, when we went to Cancun, they're all like, yeah, no, Patrick, look like 5 steps behind
my whole
us
family,
so that way we don't get gouged on prices.
Yeah,
I'm like,
my whole family. They're
guys,
like, stay away from
and
us.
And then you walked up to every, you walked up to like everyone and was like, you were like, tu madre es muy fea. And then they were like.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're like, what?
Right there with him.
I love it.
Pretty much.
Brent.
We miss you.
We miss you.
We've never seen you, like, but we miss you.
We love you, man. We love you. There's a lot of love in this world.
You know, I'm telling you, he treats his co-host right.
Let me tell you, Brent.
You should learn a lesson from Brent.
Speaking of co-hosts, let's all look at Justine real quick and see what she's doing. You can't see it, Brent, but I'll describe it to you.
Technically, we can't do it.
She's looking at her phone.
Oh,
she's got her phone in her lap.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking to
me. It's not even on the table.
Well, because you're not talking to anybody.
We want you involved.
You need to talk in order to talk to someone.
We don't want you here, but we want you to want to be here. You understand? What are you reading?
There should be only one person in this room who has to earn your love.
Yeah.
I'm looking up oils. You said oils earlier, and I was like, oh, yeah, I need to go buy this oil.
You're on essential oils?
Yes.
Okay, Patrick?
That's going to be awkward later.
Yeah. That's what we're talking
about. That's
going
to be awkward.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
You know how much of a mess that is to clean up?
You do.
No.
I'm sure you do.
You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it worse than a girl's bathroom?
It's pretty messy.
Yeah. It's like that.
Oh, I got some bathroom stories I can tell
you. Like,
you
try and shower, and that just stuff does not come off.
Brent, please don't tell us your bathroom stories.
Pass.
Hey, man, being a custodian all these years, I've seen some shit, man.
Like, nah, I don't want
to. Literally.
Hey.
You literally.
Did you just say it was a shitty topic?
No, he said he's. What did you say, Brent?
Said you're all about to hear some shit.
Did you use the 3CC shows?
Y'all can hear some shit, man.
There's Renee. Renee's here.
Hello.
How you doing, Renee?
Good.
Dude, do you hear Renee? He feels like he's on NPR.
Yeah,
see those. He's like,
yeah,
hey girl.
Hey girl, what's up?
Demo reel.
Wow, I'm not gonna lie, that was say that again.
I'm feeling kind of hot in here.
Yeah, whoa. Hey girl. I can't do you do. You
what's that? What's
I need to change my pants.
When it like you feel something.
ASMR.
Yeah, that's what just happened.
He gave you ASMR. Your own boyfriend doesn't give you ASMR.
Nope.
Wow.
I wasn't even looking. He said it, and I just felt this chill go up my
what's
back.
What's the opposite
like,
of ASMR?
Patrick,
are you like? Huh.
Yeah.
Like also a
little. You give it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Somebody in the hood talking.
Here, do it again.
I'm gonna go kill myself.
Oh, I didn't know the hood sounded like the Jetsons car.
I don't know why they do that either. It makes me laugh.
I'm not kidding you, Brett. I'm gonna tell you guys a story. So my brother is the one that used to say that when people throw up, they go like that, like, and then I started to notice, like, especially when people get drunk, they're like, they'll be like, "Hey, are you okay?" Yeah, they just do that whole thing. I used to tell my friend Bobo, the one who does all the commando lines. I used to tell him, I was like, "Have you ever heard? You've never heard anyone do that?" He's like, "No." He's like, "You're making that up." We were leaving a Beastie Boys concert at the Greek Theater in L.A. And this guy was so drunk, they were carrying him out in a wheelchair to his car.
Jesus.
Right? At first, I thought he was disabled. No, Mexican guy.
Damn.
At first, I thought he was disabled. And they're like, and they were like, "No, sir, we're going to get you to the car. You've had a little too much drink." I'm like, oh, my God. They're taking this guy out in a wheelchair. They get him to the curb. They've got like he's getting in like an Escalade or a Suburban or whatever. He falls into the gutter. And he's like,
I'm fine. I can.
And my friend Robert and I are walking by, and my friend Robert just laughs. It's like the hardest. Like he's in instant tears, and then he's like trying to catch his breath, and the guy goes, "No, I'm like he actually goes up. Oh my god, it was the best. It was like oh, I felt so vindicated, but I'll never forget the guy was. He's just like, no, I'm.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You don't know that sound?
I've never heard
it's
it.
It's real.
It's real.
Never heard it.
You just sound like Roger Rabbit or
Brent,
something.
Have you heard it?
It's two sides of the vomiting spectrum. It's either that's that noise or it's just silent and then somebody's throwing up. It's just.
Well, because the first wave is usually the.
Yeah,
and you're just silent, and then that's the first wave. You're just like your eyes are wide open, and you're just, like, and you're just your brace against the toilet. You're just like shaking.
Like you're almost
like,
awake. You're almost awake at that point. Yeah. You know, you're just like.
Ugh. And then that's when the knock comes on the bathroom door. And so, hey man, you all right in there? Yeah.
Occupado.
Yeah. I think we lost Brent. Are you still there, Brent?
No.
We lost Brent.
Oh, shit.
Bye.
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, I was wondering why I wasn't here laughing. Coming
yeah.
From the side.
He probably had to flush.
Maybe he flushed.
He put us on mute. Yeah.
He couldn't handle it.
On the count of three. As soon as you hear him say hello, everybody go.
You can't do it.
Then don't do it.
He hung up on us.
Maybe he died laughing.
I hope he's okay.
Important.
Welcome back to the Superiority Complex. Where we're calling you, Brent.
Fell in?
Maybe he fell in. Maybe he dropped his phone in the toilet.
No signal.
Mm. Has he got one of those phones where if you go to the wrong side of the house, it just...
You've reached the voicemail system.
You mean T-Mobile?
If you have a mailbox on this system... Press star.
It's really not a message.
To leave a message for someone, enter their 10-digit phone number now.
What?
I have it, but I can't. I can't.
You have to. You actually have to type in the phone number to leave the message.
That's why he did it, so no one can do it. That's why he's
Brent smart.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
No one can contact me.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to leave me a message? Yeah. What's my phone number? Oh, shit.
Guess what?
It's kind of like you just turn it around.
Well, that's actually pretty good too. Like,
well, no, if you know his phone number, then you can.
Yeah, it's saved. I don't have it memorized.
No one remembers a phone number.
You can look it up.
The only phone number anyone by heart. Ever
Do you know
remembers.
A phone number by heart?
Yes.
I know mine.
That you got this.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What'd you do? It was the barf
My
talk?
My phone
was...
did some dumbass auto restart update thing.
What? Oh.
Dang. How much of that story did you hear?
Talking, I looked at my phone and the screen was gone. I was like, what the hell?
We're like, Brent.
Brent's just sitting in the bathroom talking by himself.
Yeah. So, Brent, how much of that story did you hear? Because it was awesome.
It was pretty good.
He had asked you if it was a white guy, and you said no.
Oh, he missed all of it.
He missed the whole story. Okay, so the gist of the story is, you know, they get this guy out. They're actually, he's so drunk, they're taking him out in a wheelchair. They get him out of the wheelchair, and he falls into the gutter, and they go to pick him up, and he's like, no, I'm... And my buddy, it was the first, and just puking everywhere, and my friend Robert just like... Bust out laughing, like instant tears in the eyes. And what made it even funnier is after my friend Robert caught his breath, the guy just keeps going. He's like, no, I've heard. Oh my God, it was the best. It was the best. Shit. Justine has never heard that. Have you ever heard someone do that, Brent, in real life? Do the.
They didn't sound quite like Chewbacca, but I mean, I heard some weird shit before.
No, Chewbacca's. That's different.
That'd be so weird.
That's when I'm pooping.
Chewbacca's when you're backing out your chair.
If I heard that, I'd like walk away from that person slowly.
Let me tell you what. The first time I used that step stool in the bathroom, that is the exact. I went.
Oh, man.
When it was all done, I let that little. Because I was so just. I felt. This cleansed.
This episode, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by the Squatty Potty.
Yeah, Squatty Potty.
Is that what it's called?
It's supposed to help.
Renee, do that thing where you make her the chills go.
I like how you said it, dude. Like,
keep it the chills, Renee. Yeah, do it on command.
I don't know how to do it. Like,
just do it.
Just talk softly.
It's not that.
No, see, it's not that.
It's only $24.99.
What are
she's
you talking
ordering.
About?
She's
are you on a different podcast?
She's ordering a Squatty Potty.
I'm looking at it.
Oh, we gotta go. We gotta go.
Oh shoot!
It's long.
We're just having too much fun.
That's what happens when we talk.
Damn right, it's long.
When we talk to Brent. Mm-hmm. All right.
Damn, I'm running the podcast up again.
You always do. Okay. Well, Brent, why don't you stay for a sec? Because I'm about to get serious.
Yeah.
For a second, and I hate to do it because we had a lot of fun, but I don't want to like dump the phone because if you have something to add. I just want to add to it. You can add to it too, and of course, obviously, everybody here. But you know, these podcasts that we do, we don't do them in a vacuum. Obviously, everything that's happening out in the world affects us when we come in here. It's you know, things are on our mind, or we have things that we try to leave at the door. But sometimes those things are just a little too big, and they're kind of weighing heavy on our hearts. And of course, everything that went on over the weekend in Las Vegas is something that everybody's thinking about. You know, it's one of these things where I get frustrated because they happen and then we pretend like there's no way to stop them from happening. And we obviously have ways of stopping them from happening. And there's just people, there's a lot of money involved and there's a lot of people involved who just, it's in their best interest to keep, you know, other people afraid or what have you. And so nothing changes because, you know, people are making money or people feel like it's okay that it's part of the price that we have to pay to be free in this country, to live in fear of something like this happening in our own neighborhood, you know, at a school or a movie theater or a church or what have you. It happens everywhere.
Sorry, that's not freedom.
And that is not freedom.
No.
You look at places like Australia and other places that have just as much freedom or almost as much freedom as we do, and their quality of life seems to be higher because they're not worried about things like this.
Yeah.
They're not worried about walking into a grocery store or dropping their kids off at school or going to a concert. Yeah. So I'm angry again because we're having this conversation again, and I'm angry because the people that have to bring this conversation up all the time are people like Jimmy Kimmel on TV or Conan O'Brien. These are people that should be entertaining us and getting our minds off of it, but they're the only ones that want to seem to further the dialogue and make it about make it about pushing to get any kind of legislation passed that would curb this. And I'm sick and tired of the argument that it's the same as, you know, regulating booze, or it's the same as regulating cars, and why don't we do that? Are you going to outlaw knives? And you guys know damn well that a person with a knife or a person with a vehicle can't inflict as much. That guy was up there for an hour. He shot 600 people.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine 600 people. That's the population of a small town.
Yep.
That's an entire school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's a whole building. You might work the office or wherever you work might not even have 600 people in it. And 60 of those people are dead. One-tenth of the people he shot died.
Mm-hmm.
That's one person inflicting massive amounts of care. This isn't – and that's the thing. We just pretend like when it's over that there's no way – there's nothing we can do to stop it. And I'm angry and I'm just frustrated. And I know you guys, there's a lot of people sending out prayers, and there's a lot of and look, where you fall on that, I'm going to tell you what I feel about sending out thoughts and prayers. It's good because it makes us feel better, and that's good. You want to do that. This is a way. It's a way for you to deal with the tragedy. But you know, the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. In other words, if you just pray and you don't do anything about it, then it means nothing. So if you believe that your prayers, if you want those prayers to help, follow it up with action. How can you help? We're trying to find places on my Facebook page or on the group Facebook page to donate money, whatever we can do. If there's a GoFundMe page, go give blood.
That's
get
the
out
best
there.
Thing you can do.
You know, praying is great, and we, you know, obviously we need it, but go out and do something too. And don't just sit by. Be an activist, and if you're sick of it too, stand up and say something. Write your representative, write your congressman, call Congress and tell them that you're sick of it too, because this is just going to keep happening. And what I was reminded of is, I don't know if you guys ever watched Battlestar Galactica, the reboot, but there's an episode early on where right after the initial attack takes place, the Cylons, who are the enemy in the show, are attacking the Galactica every 33 minutes. It's happening so often that after an attack, they just set their clock and wait for the next attack. And that's what we just did. We just reset the clock, and we're just waiting for the next one. The day that this shooting took place, my Facebook memories were full of me complaining about another shooting that took place in Oregon at a community college 2 years earlier. 2 years earlier, where 10 people were killed. We can set our clocks to this. And I hate to bring the show to a screeching halt, but it's something that weighs heavily on my mind because I was talking to Renee earlier. Mm-hmm. I was talking to other people. I happen to know a couple of people who were there and survived. A few coworkers of mine know people that were there and didn't survive. Mm. And Vegas is 4 hours away. It's 45 minutes by flight. A lot of people from Southern California were there. Everybody in this room probably knows somebody who knows somebody who was there, if they weren't there themselves. So this one hit really – they're all terrible. Mm-hmm. But this one hit really close to home because look at how many people. And this is planned. And there's a guy who has – you know, people are going, oh, it's 10 guns. It's 20 guns. No, it's 15. It doesn't matter. He had way more guns than any one person should have.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no reason anybody needs that many guns.
Especially with no military background, no police background or anything. Yeah. He's just some random just guy. And some random guy has all these assault rifles.
And we just let him keep doing it. And especially in the wake of what when we were in the break with Brent, we talked about the protests in the NFL and how many people were complaining about this being the wrong time to protest. And then right after the shooting takes place, this isn't the right time to politicize this shooting. Listen, I've said it before. I said it on Twitter. I've said it on my Facebook. We need to in this country, we need to love the First Amendment as much as we love the Second Amendment. And we need to be able to talk about this, and we need to be able to voice our opinions. And if you're anti-gun, you should not be able to feel guilty for feeling that way. And that's all I had to say. I don't know what else to say. I don't know. All I can say is I hope you guys go out and do something. And try to support. And if you know somebody or you see a GoFundMe page for somebody who's trying to recover from this or who, God forbid, lost family, you know, do what you can to donate. Every little bit will help. But, I mean, other than that, beyond that, we need to start looking and preparing ourselves for the next one if we're not going to do anything about it. And I hope that everyone here will try to do at least a little something to prevent something else from happening. I don't know. That's all I had to say. I'm sorry, you guys. I got. It really bummed me out because we knew so many. I know people that know people, and you know, the people I talked to today were there. They went back to work and they survived it. But you can see they're not. They're never going to be the same. Mm-hmm. They're never going to be the same.
Yeah.
You were going to say something, Jake? I'll shut up. But if you want to say something,
no. It's just what's crazy is that. We have all these, you know, pro-gun activists and everything from the
NRA?
NRA. From the NRA, National Rifle Association.
That's right.
And it's like, you know, if they get, if they get a license like they're supposed to and stuff and they're trained how to use a weapon, then this won't happen. It's like, yeah, but then you have this random guy. Well, obviously, have access to these weapons.
He was licensed.
Which means you can just buy a gun
and
sell it to someone.
This guy passed all the background checks.
Just like the guy from
every
Florida.
One.
Yeah, he passed all the background checks. So we're obviously not doing enough.
No.
Because
obviously the background checks aren't working.
How many people are going to have to die before our government gets a clip?
Well, I've said it before, again, and a lot of people are bringing it up. We didn't do anything after they killed a room full of kindergartners. We did nothing. So it just kind of, you feel hopeless. You feel hopeless because you feel like there's really nothing. But I feel hopeless and then I get mad because why aren't we doing something? You know?
Yeah, we should be doing something.
We're supposed to be the greatest country on earth. And this is the only country where this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And I don't understand it. And people that tell me, this is the price of freedom. That I'm sorry, I disagree because there are countries just as free.
It's not worth the cost.
It's not.
If that's the price for freedom, it's not worth it.
Yeah, and then you get on, you watch CNN, and they're talking about, well, maybe we should have more security at hotels. Well, maybe we should have less guns out running around, like maybe just loose. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Brent, obviously you and PJ talk about where you live, and, you know, that kind of violence is part of growing up. You know what I mean? But what else? Mm-hmm. But what else is growing up? Because, you know, that happened out here in L.A., but what you didn't have was stuff like what you see that's happening in Vegas. You see, not that it makes it okay, but it's kind of restricted to certain areas, obviously. And that's a whole other...
Mm-hmm. And not on this scale.
And whether or not that's right or wrong, that's a whole other conversation we could have about, you know... That's not a conversation for this podcast, obviously, because we want to talk about dumb stuff. We want to talk about lightsabers and hobbits, but it's I hate to say the word controlled, but you know, if you're from LA, you know where not to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm right. sure it's exactly. the same where you are. You guys, like you guys said, you guys drove to Cincinnati and you said you went to
the one side of the bridge.
One side of the bridge. And you said, but that wasn't, you go, we went to the hood, but it wasn't our hood, so we left. You know?
Exactly. You don't go to a hood, you don't know.
Exactly. And not
I know my spot where all the bad ones are.
Yeah. If you're out here, we're obviously, we know the places not to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And unfortunately, yeah. every big city is like that, but that's a whole other conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That has to do with distribution of wealth. We could talk about that another time. But in this particular instance, nobody's safe anywhere.
No.
Nobody.
Mm-mm. And I have serious issue with calling this a mass murder as the biggest mass murder in American history. It's not. It's domestic terrorism.
It is. Mm-hmm.
There is no other way to describe what he did as domestic terrorism.
Were people scared?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's terrorism.
Yeah.
Because that's the point of terrorism.
Yeah.
That's the whole point is to strike fear.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that we don't get mad enough in this country about things we need to get mad about. We get mad about dumb stuff. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? We get mad about, you know, the wrong stuff. And the stuff we need that anger for, because anger can be used for good. You know what I mean? Anger can be used to propel you to do the right thing. And we just don't get that far. We just don't get that. I don't understand. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, I don't know. That's all I had to say. Somebody say something funny. No, nothing. Save us, Brent. You got to tell us a bathroom story or something.
Oh, that is not going to make you laugh. There you go.
Yeah.
I feel like you, Brent, after the Cannibal Holocaust, and we had to listen to Jam on it.
Oh, yeah. Rob Bass and all that.
See, now you're speaking my language.
Because
that is fresh and dope.
Oh, God.
And
funky.
Somebody get his walker out.
They hate me.
Oh, shit.
We got another.
I saw you were filling the song of the day, too.
Yeah, you gave it one for La Raza, Kid Frost.
Yeah.
Kid, can you tell me what song that sampled? Can you tell me what the sample is in the back that they're using as the.
I have to admit, I can't tell you that one.
That is an old. It's an old. It's actually a Latin jazz song called Viva Tirado, Tarado. But there's a group called
check that out.
There's a group called El Chicano, which is they're from LA, and they did a cover of
that group too.
They did a cover of that too. They did a cover of Viva Tirado. So check that out. That's a good. That's a good man. And when I saw that, you took me back when I heard that. You took me back.
Well, I love that song.
That's a good one. We don't have enough. My people are not represented
in the car, and they think I'm Mexican.
I told Liz on the thing today. She goes, there was a lot of man love going on tonight. I said, don't pretend like you don't like chocolate and caramel.
She enjoyed watching.
Hey, she admitted she did too.
Yeah, see, who doesn't like chocolate and caramel together?
Chocolate and caramel.
If we ever do a podcast
like
together,
unity, man.
That's our podcast name. Chocolate and caramel. That's going to be our podcast.
The chocolate and caramel hour.
When me and Brent split up.
That's what we're going to rename the podcast.
And then Justine's here, so it'll be creamy nougat.
Hey.
Nougat.
Does anybody know what nougat is?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's delicious. That's what
nougat.
It's good.
It's in Mars bars, right?
Yeah. Is that, yeah.
It's nougat.
Yeah.
Same thing in the Snickers.
You're aging yourself.
Somebody,
by saying
what it is. Bars.
Somebody
what.
Google what's nougat.
What's nougat?
Hey. What's nougat?
I feel like that's
okay,
a
Google.
I don't know what's nougat with you.
I feel like that's a trap. Like Google nougat. What's nougat?
Nougat sounds
I feel like I'm not
going to
find
videos.
What I find.
Nougat sounds like nougat sounds like one of those boogers that comes out.
Ew.
Like the front part is like really stiff, and the back part
Ew.
Is like.
Ew, you got a nougat hanging out.
Stiff and gooey.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
You know?
See, he knows.
That's a nougat.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have gone down the rabbit hole.
How are people going to eat that stuff?
And there's no turning back.
Nougat.
Yeah,
Nougat. Nougat.
I got a new gat.
Nougat.
Hey.
Gun violence for Brent.
It is a family of confections made with sugar or honey, roasted nuts, hazelnuts, macadamia nuts, whipped egg whites, and sometimes chopped candy fruit.
So a bunch of nuts.
Oh, so it, that's a whole lot of nuts.
It's nuts. Apparently, it's
that's a lot of nuts.
It's nuts and yolk.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I have a lot of nuts.
So I guess. Wow. Hey, I guess in the Mars bar, like
okay, you Patrick.
Yeah. Good job, Patrick.
You're welcome.
Nice work.
It gonna, may not be big, but they are.
Whoa.
That's not good.
Just kidding.
Don't say that, man.
Not on the air.
Yeah. It's like okay. Two potatoes and a cocktail sauce.
Damn. Wow.
Nobody wants that.
That is an image, my friend.
Justine's face is
it's hurting.
Is hard from smiling.
I can tell by the laugh she did.
My cheeks hurt.
Yeah,
I'm trying to like hold it back.
Are you okay? Just let that laughter out. It's
natural.
Oh, it hurts.
Wow.
That was random. Okay.
All
right, you guys. Brent, we love you, of course. And where can we find you online?
She's going to do it.
All right, you can find me mainly on Twitter at capital H, capital V, capital H, capital P, lowercase I, cast. We're on Facebook. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/HBH podcast. I made us an Instagram now, so we on there. Just type in Home Video Hustle, and we should pop up. We on YouTube. We got videos every Wednesday. And when we come to Cali, we most definitely filming a lot of stuff, so we going to do a lot then.
I love it. I can't wait. You guys need to do a
Podbean,
like,
all that.
Oh, yeah, you guys need to do a YouTube series?
Oh, it's going to be exciting. It's a road trip.
A road trip. All right.
We're going to film the whole thing.
For us, you can. I want to be here. I hope we're here.
We'll be here.
I hope we're still podcasting.
Hopefully.
Hope we're, you know, still alive.
Yeah, hope that too. God willing. So, Jake, you are at Handsome Dan Handsome.
I am.
Renee, you are at?
Renee G. Bravo.
Patrick, you are at?
PDMax779.
Justine just started another.
Tweeter.
No, I kept the same. I still have the same one.
It's at Justine Normandy, right?
Yeah.
So I did a little thing where I was like, please follow our crew. So I'll do another one, but it's good to have everybody in.
I got one out of that.
And then PJ from the Home Video Hustle is at, is it Pauly PJ?
At Pauly PJ with capital P's.
But it's P-E-E-J, right?
It's P-A-U-L-Y-P-J.
Oh, okay.
Which I like the P-E-E.
Which is the one where he
that's
has the P's?
That's his rap name is Pauly P.
I love it. If you guys listen
then,
to...
Oh, he's on Instagram, too.
What's it under?
It's his Instagram name.
I think that's the one...
Oh, it's Pauly_614_PEE.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Pauly614P, yeah.
That's the one I was thinking of. That's it. That is it.
He actually does use that.
Well, Brent, thanks for hanging with us, because we needed it today, you know? When the darkness falls, we have to call our friend Brent. You're like the Green Lantern, baby. You come in, and you just shine your light over here on our podcast, and we're better for a few minutes. And then right after you leave, we're going to go back to
and
just fighting each other.
Day and brightest night.
Yeah. And then that's true. We're going to fight each other.
Yeah.
I had another question to ask Brent before he left, and we don't want to do like 10 false endings. So you're PD Mac. We are at Soup Complex, at S-O-U-P Complex. I can't do it as well as Brent. I can't get as hype as he does. Did that sound good?
No.
We should have been Suplex.
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 Hey, that's a good one.
Change it. Change it right now. Suplex. Change
no one likes
Suplex.
Soupy Soup.
Suplex.
Soupy Soup is good too. Suplex.
We're done. We're stuck with what we got. We
yeah, there's no going back.
I made my bed a long time ago before you guys ever moved into the house. Damn. I don't know what that means.
We're taking it over.
Just so you guys know, we have recorded in the. There's one ready to go. It is, we had a poll on Twitter, I didn't even make this an announcement, to name our board game podcast. Mm-hmm. And then everybody voted for The Sore Losers, which was Patrick's idea. So that thing was actually, there's 9 episodes of a video podcast on YouTube called The Sore Losers.
So that one's out.
So that one's out.
Man. What was second place?
I don't remember. But here's where, so I thought, let's call it Let's Get Lucky. For now, it is going to be called the Untitled Superiority Complex Board Game Podcast, for now. The reason it hasn't...
The Soup Complex Board Game Variety Hour. done.
The reason it hasn't come up yet is because we recorded it, but all of my all the voiceover stuff, the intro and everything, is for our old one. So that'll be up later this week. I apologize. It was supposed to be out Monday, and I totally forgot about the intros, and I just have been lazy about recording it. So until next time, we love you guys. Fight the power, please. This transmission ends now.